guys. What do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
You guys want to wrestle?
Oh, yeah. We can WWE wrestle.
Okay, you guys try to pin me.
Come on, Joseph. Let's pin him.
Yeah, get behind me, Joseph.
Bro, hell no. I'm not about to wrestle you guys.
What? What? But we gotta pin him.
I'm not about to pin him down. Dude, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of just chilling with guys all the time. We need chicks. We need girls, dude.
Yeah, Joseph is right. We do need girlfriends.
Well, you guys can get girlfriends after you pin me. Look, I'm already wiggling.
Come on, you want to pin him?
I'm not pinning his ass down. I'm not about to get musty wrestling his ugly tail.
Okay, so listen, we do need girlfriends. I haven't even spoke to a girl since me and Penelope broke up.
See, that's what I'm talking about. You're losing your swagger, dude. Let's go and pick up some hoes. We need chicks for every day of the week. My d*** is too dry.
I'm sorry, what?
He said his d*** is dry.
Yeah, you heard me.
See, every time mine gets like that, I pee a little bit.
Smart man, I need that technique.
Excuse me?
Well, every time I feel a little dry down there, I piss my pants a little bit.
Wait, you're telling me you always have a little bit of piss in your pants?
Yeah, every man does it.
Yeah, like a little drip.
I don't do that. I never piss my pants.
Only 3 drops. It's not like we're totally pissing.
Yeah, maybe it's like a gay thing, because straight people do it all the time.
Yeah,
it must be gay that I don't piss my pants.
Well, you know? All straight people like pee a little bit in their pants.
I don't think so. I think that's just you guys.
Well, we have to get girlfriends.
Yeah. Okay, well, don't tell me you piss your pants.
Girls already know we do that.
Yeah, it's like cooties. We know they have it. They know we piss ourselves. It's common knowledge.
I don't think they know that. I don't think that's common. I think that's just you.
Well, no, it's all straight men.
Mm-hmm.
So where do we find hot chicks, Joseph?
Not the diaper section at Target.
What the fuck? Wait. What? You said the diaper section at Target?
Well,
we don't want to date babies. That's ew.
Hey, weird ass. Hey, check his laptop. I'm worried about
that. Yeah, I want to call the FBI.
No, I said that because you guys pissed yourselves.
Why would we check the diaper section at Target for women?
Well, I said not the diaper section at Target.
But I don't understand. Like, why didn't you say, oh, go to the thong section?
Right.
But you're bringing up diaper section?
Well, because you guys pissed yourselves. That's what it... You guys pitch yourselves and you're acting like I'm being weird?
I don't know.
Sound like a baby lover.
I want to see. I want to check your search history a little bit.
I don't piss myself.
Yeah, you're going to be getting a knock from the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
So, Joseph, not him. Don't answer this question, Cody, weirdo. Mm-hmm. Where do we find hot chicks?
Bro, I'm telling you, we got to go to the dog park. I saw a group of them with their dog last night.
Oh, my God. We go to the dog park because we are dogs.
Let the dogs out.
Dogs do piss themselves. That makes sense.
Well, I want to be a Michael Vick dog.
Booty meat.
All right, Cody, come on. We're going to pick up chicks.
You guys have fun.
Wait, you're not coming?
We need a third man.
No, I'm gay. Why would I come?
Well, they don't know that you're gay. And also, you're so ugly, you're going to make me and Joseph look like supermodels.
Yeah, 10 times better, dude.
Okay, I guess I can go be a wingman.
Appreciate it, man.
Wait, what's that, Ken? You want to stay here and watch Looney Tunes? Okay, but just remember, real life isn't that loony. Roadrunners don't really do that. They don't go meet meep. Can you imagine?
Cody, come on!
Meet me.
Good boy! Fetch!
Oh, dude, there's the hoes. I told you I got them on lock.
There's 3 of them. 1 for all of us. Or 2 for one of us since Cody's gay.
Oh, dude, I'm getting the 2-for-1 special since I introduced you.
So how do we get the girl's attention?
Dude, just put on your pimp face. Oh, yeah, they're gonna come crawling our way.
Fetch!
Ew!
What's wrong, boy?
This motherfucker has gross-ass teeth! Don't look at his teeth.
I can smell his teeth from here!
Damn it, dude, you always scaring the hole.
Yeah, why'd you ruin it with your stupid ugly ass teeth?
You were so
sorry,
close.
Guys, I didn't mean to.
You didn't mean to, your teeth are yellow as shit.
You didn't even try, dude.
Looks like you ate macaroni and cheese.
Put your hole in.
Shout them all over your mouth.
Fuck, put your head in the damn ground or something.
Yeah, you scared the bitches away.
I'm sorry, I can't help it.
Get out of here, Cody.
Go.
Wow, Cody, wow.
I know, right, dude? We were so close to getting those 3 girls. You ruined it.
I'm sorry, guys, I can't help my teeth. It's genetic.
What the hell you mean you can't help it? All you need is a toothbrush and a toothpaste. You ever use one?
Well, yeah, but it doesn't work.
What the fuck? You scrub with the motherfuckers. Open the damn toothbrush. Have you ever opened the toothbrush in the toothpaste and used them? Scrub the damn teeth?
Yeah.
Oh, you damn liar. I'm gonna beat your damn ass right now.
Joseph, look at his face. He already feels bad enough.
I should knock them damn teeth out. He shouldn't use them anymore.
Yeah, Cody, why can't you just brush your teeth?
Jenny, you don't even have teeth.
Well, if I did, I'd sure as hell brush them.
And look at my teeth. They're so damn perfect because I take care of them. God damn, you look like you just drank piss and chew on concrete 24-7.
Okay, well, speaking of piss, you guys piss your pants. How about that?
That's normal!
Yeah, women expect that. They don't expect teeth to be that yellow.
Jesus!
Guys, don't you think I feel bad? Don't you think I look at Ken's perfect smile and get jealous?
Well, I don't know how to say this, Cody, but since your teeth are so ugly, we have to kick you out of the Skeeter Boys.
You can't be a Skeeter Boy anymore.
But guys...
No, you can't be a part of the Skeeter Boys.
No, come on, you don't mean that.
I mean it, Cody. No more...
Guys, don't kick me out of the Skeeter
Boys. That's right my fucking ear, Cody. Shut up, and your breath smells like shit.
Yeah, septic tank breath ass.
I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, get to stepping, Cody.
Okay.
A commercial?
Oi there, are you tired of having disgusting, rotting, yellow teeth?
Yeah.
Do your friends call you piss drinker and concrete eater?
Yeah, they do.
Do you scare people away in public with your disgusting, jiggity-ass teeth?
Fucking yes, we get the point.
Then come down to Vinnie Veneer's orthodontist office, where your teeth can go from these to these. Man, those are some pearly white teeth.
Eureka! That's it, guys. I'll go see Dr. Vinnie Veneer and get new teeth.
Heck yeah, dude. Definitely go see him. He's my orthodontist. He's a sick man. If you're really good and you stay still, he'll give you candy afterwards. And then he'll work on your teeth.
Wait, what?
Oh, and he's famous as hell. He was on an episode with Chris Hansen one time.
He got caught by Chris Hansen?
No, no, no. Someone hacked his laptop and he was just going to meet the kid in person and tell him not to hang out with those type of people.
Okay.
He was never convicted. Chat laws was crazy as fuck.
Oh, I do need teeth really bad.
Well, let's go see him and see, like, if he'll give you a deal.
Okay, guys. Yeah, we'll go see him, and then I can join the Skeeter Boys again.
Only if you get new teeth.
Yeah. Okay, come on, let's go to the dentist.
Hey, Vinny, how you been, man?
Oh, and look who it is, it's Lockjaw.
Oh, dude, that's my old nickname. He still remembers.
I'm his favorite customer. My jaw was locked for, like, 3 days straight. I had to drink through a straw and everything. Crazy.
He did.
Yeah, yeah. How you been, Vinny?
Oh, I've been great. It's been a while. How have you been?
Pretty good. My brace has been tight. You think you can take them off for me?
Oh, of course I can. It's just going to cost about $3,000.
$3,000? You know I don't got that type of money. Can you give me the discount like last time?
No, that was only a one-time discount. I'm looking for new customers now.
Well, I brought you Cody, ugly ass. His teeth is pretty messed up. Can I get a referral fee?
Oh, I'll talk to you about that afterwards. Oh. Cody, why don't you come sit on a dentist's lap?
Oh, lucky!
Oh, now let me see that pretty mouth open up.
What do you see, Doc?
Oh, I see a pretty mouth.
Oh, well, can you fix my teeth?
Oh, I can do a lot more than fix your teeth.
Yeah, referral fee coming up, motherfucker!
Freeze! You're under arrest!
Oh, shit, it's the boss!
You're going away for a long time, Vinny. We have the whole place wiretapped.
Oh, shoot.
That's right. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you.
I'm sorry, Lockjaw. Looks like I won't be able to take the braces off of that pretty mouth.
Aw, my referral fee, though!
Yeah, we're definitely using that.
And I'm sorry, Cody. You have the sexiest mouth I've ever seen.
Yep, using that, too.
Oh, I love your mouth so much.
Hey, you're really not doing yourself any favors, you.
Your mouth is so sexy.
Can you just take him to the car?
Come on, mate. Come on, mate.
I'll miss you, sexy mouth, Cody.
Oh. You just had to hit on my damn dentist, didn't you?
Yeah, Cody, now you're never going to get good teeth. We're never going to get girlfriends.
Whoa, wait, what's going on here?
Look at Cody's teeth.
Yeah, peel them bitches back.
Oh, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, smell.
Ugh, why does it smell like plastic? That's toy ass. I don't even know what that means.
Well, listen, we really wanted Cody to get veneers because all girls are afraid to hang out around us because they see his ugly teeth and they go running.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm a dentist. I can give him veneers.
You can?
Yeah, I can probably use this creep's office, too.
Oh, well, speaking of creep, you should probably check Cody's search history.
Yeah, but, check that laptop. He's weird.
Yeah, because we said, where should we pick up hot chicks? He said the diaper aisle.
No, I said not the diaper aisle.
Well, he said the diaper aisle.
He definitely did.
Well, I mean, I pick up chicks at the diaper aisle. Yeah, I like MILFs. I'm into freshly ripped MILF puh. Okay. Yeah, let's get those veneers on. Come on.
Well, how much is it going to cost?
Oh, don't worry. I think we can work something out. I'm just kidding. I'm not like that. It's going to be $10,000.
Well, we don't have $10,000.
I really do need new teeth.
Can we get, like, a rain check?
A rain check?
Isn't that like a check that you give them later?
I didn't know that was a form of payment.
I thought that was a wet check.
Yeah.
We'll work something out. Okay. No payment plan or something.
Well, guys, no more yellow teeth, Cody.
Yeah, Cody, you actually look really good. I'm glad the dentist gave you a payment plan of $10 a month for the next 1,000 months.
Yeah, dude, I'm surprised you look this fresh. You did a good job.
Oh, hold on, my abs are itching. Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm still working with that, too.
Yeah, you look like the whole package, Cody.
Damn right.
All right, now come on. Let's go to the park and pick up these damn girls. Dude.
Yeah, those girls are definitely going to talk to us now that your stupid, ugly, yellow teeth aren't distracting them.
Yeah, finally.
Let's go.
Oh, thank God. That kid with the ugly-ass teeth isn't here.
Yeah, thank God.
Yeah, thank God. I'd rather lick my asshole.
Let's play fetch again. Go get it.
All right, ladies. Check out us now.
Oh, my God. Look at his teeth.
Yep, I had braces for like 7 years. I look sexy as fuck, don't I?
And his glasses.
Hell, I'm not wearing glasses.
Guys, I think they're talking about me.
What? You're so handsome.
Yeah,
so
check this out.
Oh, my God!
Ladies, ladies, would you like to come back to our house?
Well, is he going to be there?
Only for one of you.
Yes.
Oh, then yes! Let's go!
Come on, Annie.
Okay, ladies, what movie do you want to watch tonight?
Cody, take off your shirt.
Yes, Cody. Smile and show us those beautiful teeth.
Yeah, they're so perfect.
Wait. You got a sexy piece of chocolate right here with braces in his mouth. Come on, man.
Yeah, ladies, come sit with us. Joseph, show me your teeth.
Brace face!
What the fuck?
That sounds like a hate crime to me.
I heard it too, dude.
Hey, let's put Cody in the middle.
Yeah!
Wait, Cody, you're gay.
Yeah, I know, but I like the attention. Hey, I might even try out that straight thing you were talking about.
Yeah!
Dude, he's hogging a hoe!
What? You're a hoe hogger, Cody, a hoe hogger!
Shut up, the bitches, man!
Yeah, what are you doing? Oh my god, I hate
you're
this Cody. I miss the Cody with yellow teeth.
I know, I want to punch him in his mouth so bad, bro.
We have
a smile.
That's it, Joseph. I gotta punch him in the mouth.
Yeah, you got to!
Shit, somebody do!
Hey, Cody. You got a piece of toast in your mouth.
What, a piece of toast?
Yeah, like a piece of toast stuck in your teeth.
I didn't eat any toast today.
Well, I don't know. It looks like you ate some toast
are
to
you
me.
Sure? I see some toast.
Yeah, it's a little tiny piece of toast.
I mean, I should probably check
it out. No, let me grab it. I insist, let me grab it.
The bro grab it.
Yeah, let me. Oh, there's a piece of toast in
there. Get that.
My ugly fucking teeth!
Look at it! That's right, bitches, you look at this teeth! This is not real him!
Look at that ugly ass mug!
Guys, why did you do that?
Because, Cody, there's a lesson to be learned here. You shouldn't change for anybody. You're supposed to be happy with the way God made you or something.
That's not why you did it. You did it because you were jealous.
No.
Yeah,
we had to show you who you really are because God made you that way, and there's no reason to change yourself because...
See, you can't even get through without laughing. You know it's bullshit.
No! God made you the way you are, and you shouldn't change for anybody.
It wasn't our choice.
Don't try to make this immoral. You guys are just assholes.
No. Listen, you embrace that ugly fucking face.
Is it that bad?
A little bit.
I got the abs.
Yeah.
It's because you don't have a job.
You don't have a job either.
My job is to sit here and look pretty.
Well, you don't do that job very well.
Marvin, go get a job.
Well, no one's hiring.
When's the last time you tried?
It's been a long time.
Hey, Danny, I need a new TV because the TV in my room is broken.
How'd you break it?
I don't know. Come see.
Jeffy, I don't notice anything wrong with this TV.
You don't see that?
See what?
The big axe mark right there.
No, I don't see an axe mark.
You don't see this?
Jeffy, what the hell's wrong with you?
I can't help it. It's my brain. My old mommy said it was broken.
Oh, your ass is about to be broken when I beat it. I can't believe this.
What's wrong, Jeffy? Okay, calm down. Take a deep breath. Now start from the beginning.
Daddy hit my TV with an axe and broke it.
What?
Jeffy, you are so grounded.
Marvin, how could you break Jeffy's TV with an axe?
Oh, hell no. I didn't do it. He did it.
Don't blame Jeffy.
Yeah, don't blame me, shithead.
Jeffy, language.
Marvin, we can't afford to buy Jeffy a new TV.
You hear that, Jeffy? We can't afford to buy your new TV because we're in so much debt.
Well, then why don't you go get a job? Because all you do all day is sit on your butthole and scratch it and sniff it.
Yeah, Marvin, you need to get a job.
Well, no one's hiring.
Well, let's check online. Oh, look, Marvin, the neighbors across the street are looking for a pool cleaner.
I'm not going to clean their pool.
But they're paying $50 an hour.
That's a lot of money.
Well, go across the street and see if they'll hire you to clean their pool.
Okay, I'll go over there. I can't believe I'm doing this.
Hello, hello, welcome to our home.
Go to your room, dickhead.
Yes, Father.
You sound like shit and practice your vocals.
Sorry about that, Marvin. He thinks he's going to be part of the Sydney Opera one day, but he's got a lot of practicing ahead of him.
Okay.
So, what do you want, Marvin?
I'm here for the pool job.
Oh, yeah, the pool job. Better be grateful that you're not here for the rim job, because my tires are dirty.
So, can I go see the pool?
Yeah, the pond's back this way. Come on, Marvin.
Okay.
Okay, Marvin, you see the leaves in the pool?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to need you to get them out with this thing, just like this. See that?
Oh, that's easy.
Oh, yeah. All right, now you see the leaves at the bottom of the pool? I need you to take a snorkel and go down there and get those too, okay?
Okay.
All right, and if you need anything, I'll be mowing my lawn.
Why didn't he just hand it to me?
Oh, pool boy.
Yes, ma'am.
What
don't you come over here and put some lotion on my back?
Well, ma'am, I really just need to clean the pool. That's my job.
And my front.
Ma'am, can you please put a shirt on? That's very inappropriate.
Oh, come on now. Don't be shy.
Well, do I absolutely have to?
You want to get paid, don't you?
On your back?
Yeah. Mmm, that's nice. Now get my front.
You want me to touch your...
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have to go use the bathroom.
Well, hurry back now, you rascal.
Honey, are all the leaves out of the pool?
Oh, that sexy pool boy's just lazy. I told him to get those leaves, and he's been taking a bathroom break for over an hour.
People just don't want to work in this economy.
You go get him, honey.
I will. I'm going to put a huckerdoo foot down.
So weird.
So, Marvin, did they hire you?
What?
The neighbors across the street.
Oh, no. They already hired a pool boy. There was someone already doing it.
Oh, that sucks, Marvin. That's okay. We can keep looking. Oh, look, Marvin. There's a dog pooper scooper job.
I'm not going to pick up dog poop.
Oh, Marvin, go get the door.
Well, I really don't want to.
Please, Marvin?
Okay. Hello?
Now, Marvin, I gave you a fantastic opportunity to make money getting the leaves out of my pool. Now, gosh darn it, why couldn't you do it?
Well, you see, Mr. Huckerdoo, I was just uncomfortable with...
Uncomfortable getting in my pool? Oh, you can't swim.
No, I can swim.
Nothing to be embarrassed about, Marvin. My wife is a phenomenal swimming instructor, and she'll have you swimming by the end of the day.
No.
She can hold her breath for minutes. Believe me.
No, you don't understand.
I'll send my wife right over, and she'll teach you how to swim in your bathtub.
Oh, no.
Baby steps, Marvin. Baby steps.
No, I can swim. Don't send her over. Oh, darn it.
Who was at the door, Marvin?
Oh, it was Girl Scouts selling cookies.
Ooh, did you buy some?
No, we can't afford it. We're in debt.
Aw, but I like cookies.
Well, how about you like air? Because air is free.
Hey, dang, I just realized that you paid $994 for gas when I have some gas right here for free.
Oh, you're disgusting, Jeff. You're so disgusting.
Oh, Marvin, there's someone at the door again.
Oh, no one answered. No one answered the door.
Why?
Because since I didn't buy Girl Scout cookies, they said they were going to hire a gang of guys to beat me up.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Marvin. I'll go get it.
No, don't answer. Don't answer it.
Marvin, you didn't tell me you couldn't swim.
I know how to swim.
You don't have to be embarrassed, Marvin. Mrs. Huckerdoo came over and told me they hired you for the pool job, but you quit because you couldn't swim.
Oh, is that why I quit?
You don't have to worry, Marvin. You'll be swimming by the end of the day. I'll go draw a bath.
I'm not taking those swimming lessons.
Marvin, go take your lesson.
I know how to swim. She's lying to you.
So what happened?
Okay, look, they did hire me for the pool job.
So you lied?
Yes, but that's the only thing I lied about. Everything now is the truth. So they hired me for the pool job, and then she wanted me to rub lotion on her back.
Yeah, so she wouldn't get a sunburn?
No, it was not sunscreen. It was regular Lubriderm lotion.
Marvin, I'm sure it was fine.
No, and then she rolled over and wanted me to grab her boobies.
Marvin, you don't have to make up stories because you don't know how to swim.
I'm not making up stories. I know how to swim, and she wanted me to grab her boobs.
Marvin, go. Oh, take your swim lesson.
Okay, can you come watch?
No, what are you, 5?
Okay, look, come check on me in 30 seconds. What? Bubbles? Baby, I'm not doing these swimming lessons.
Marvin, get your butt in that tub. Hey there, big boy.
Why are you naked?
Because clothes restrict your swimming abilities. I suggest you take yours off, too.
No, and why are there bubbles in the tub if I'm trying to learn to swim?
Because bubbles help you float better. See? Now give me some sugar.
Get off me! Ah! Okay, that is it. I am done.
What's wrong, Marvin?
She tried to make out with me.
What? That is not true. I was helping him because he doesn't know how to swim. He was drowning, so I was giving him mouth to mouth. Marvin, you're freaking out over a little CPR?
She put her tongue in my mouth.
This is the worst case of hydrophobia I have ever seen. I recommend he never get into water again. Marvin, it's okay. You don't have to feel bad.
I know how to swim. Everyone's lying about me.
Marvin, before I go, do you mind if I borrow a cup of sugar?
Okay, baby, you go get it. It's in the kitchen.
What? I can't reach the top shelf.
Okay, look, I will go get the sugar, but I promise you she's gonna end up naked.
Marvin, don't be silly. Just go.
Okay, there's the sugar. You can have all of it.
Well, I only need a cup. Will you pour it for me?
Well, you got in the way.
Do you mind if I wash my dress here?
You live across the street.
But my husband will kill me if I stain this dress. It won't take long.
No. Don't, and she's getting naked.
Where's your washing machine?
It's over here. Okay, your dress is in the washing machine. Can you please cover yourself up with that towel?
No, it's already too hot in here. Kind of like you.
Okay, listen. I'm married. You're married. We can't be doing this.
I hate my life. I hate my husband. All he wants to do is mow that lawn of his. I need a hardworking man like you.
I'm not a hardworking man. I wouldn't even clean your pool, remember?
Man, that mustache. Shut up and kiss me, you fool. Marvin, come back.
Marvin, did you give her a cup of sugar?
I sure did, and now she's naked in the laundry room.
What?
Hey, Donnie, while you and that lady were in the bathtub, I was hiding underneath the water, and I saw a hairy octopus with no legs. So I just saw a hairy puss.
Jeffy!
Well, I don't remember seeing that in my zoo books.
Marvin, how could you leave her naked with no clothes after ruining her nice dress?
I didn't ruin her dress. She ruined it. And it was just sugar. She could have wiped it off.
Well, I gave her one of my shirts to wear.
Okay.
Can you walk me home? It's dark outside, and I'm scared.
No, you can walk yourself home.
Marvin, don't be rude.
I'm going to be rude. I'm tired of her. I don't want her to come on to me. She can walk herself home. It's just across the street.
That's fine. I'll just go. Oh, no, Marvin. She left behind her pearl necklace.
She did that on purpose.
You need to go give it back to her.
No, we can mail it to her.
Marvin, they live right across the street.
Okay, I'll go outside and I'll throw it in their yard.
You better not, Marvin.
Okay, look, I'll take it over there, but I'm only going to give it to the husband, not the wife.
Okay.
What the fuck are you doing here, Marvin? It's late at night, you're over here banging on the door, kids are sleeping, being loud as shit.
Oh, listen, I just came here to give your wife a pearl necklace.
Oh, the pearl necklace, that old thing? Come on inside, take a load off, get something cold to drink.
I don't want to come inside.
I insist, Marvin, come on!
All right, Marvin, pop a squat. You want some of my Fiji water?
No.
All right, well, let's get down to business. Let's cut the bullshit. We're both men here. My wife's trying to sleep with you.
I know, and you're okay with that?
Yeah, I've cheated on my wife countless times. Too many times to count on one hand.
Well, count on the other hand.
Oh, well, in that case, six. I've cheated on my wife 6 times, and I'm giving her a hall pass to cheat on me once with any guy she wants. She wants you, Marvin.
I'm so honored.
You should be. This is your one opportunity to do a hucker do.
I don't want to do a hucker do. I want you guys to leave me alone.
Well, I need you just to hurry up and get it on so I can get over it.
You hear that, Marvin? The night is young, and so is our love.
I just came here to give you your pearl necklace.
You want to give me another one?
Well, I'm going to go upstairs and blow my brains out.
All right, listen, why me? Why are you choosing me?
Because of that sexy mustache, Marvin. You're so manly.
Okay, what if I find you a guy with a mustache? You can do him.
No, I only want you.
Oh, okay, well, I have an idea. How about we turn off all the lights, and then, I will give you that mean sausage.
Okay, Marvin.
Okay, let me go turn off all the lights.
Don't keep me waiting.
Okay, all the lights are off. Can you see me?
No.
Okay, that's good. Okay, I'll be right back.
What?
I'll be right back. You just stay naked on that couch. You keep it stanky. Okay, I'm going to go get Chef Pee-Pee, and I'm going to ask him to do it.
Who the hell spilled sugar all in my kitchen?
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee.
What do you want, Marvin? I'm trying to solve this mystery.
I need your help. A big favor.
I don't have any money. What do you want?
No, it does not involve money. Listen, so the lady across the street, she sells, solar panels.
Okay.
And she said she'll give me 50% off if you do the nasty with her.
What, me? Do the nasty?
I'm a nasty individual, but why me?
She said that you're the sexiest man on the planet.
She ain't lying. I guess she's picking some facts.
Yeah, so can you go over there and, you know, do the thing with her?
Okay, I'll do some things with her then.
Okay, come on, follow me. Okay, she's in there on the couch.
Ooh, all I gotta do is go in there and give her that Chef Pee-Pee loving.
Yeah, but please don't talk.
Oh, she don't like to talk? She just gets straight to business? My type of girl.
Also, whatever you do, do not turn on the lights.
Come on, Marvin. I've never been a fan of the lights. Come on.
And she might call you Marvin.
Wait, what?
I told her your name was Marvin.
Ew, that's weird.
But listen, just go with it. Like, just get in the groove, you know?
All right. I could do that, yeah. I'm going to let that dog out.
But please don't do that. Look, but she loves your mustache. She wants you to go crazy with that thing.
Ooh, she a freak. The mustache?
Yeah, so hold on. All right, here I come.
Go.
Marvin, are you here?
Yeah, baby, I'm here. I heard you want some pee-pee.
What's with the accent?
Oh, my bad. Let's get down to business.
Don't mind if I hucker do.
Finally, that situation's over with.
Marvin, I got her dress out of the dryer. Do you want to take it over to her?
No, you can take it over to her tomorrow. I think they're sleeping now.
Marvin, I came by to get my dress and to tell you that you were magnificent. What a man. Marvin, what is she talking about?
I went over there to give her necklace, and she gave me one more swimming lesson, and she said I'm magnificent at swimming.
Yeah, he was. Well, I'll see you later, big boy. Bye.
Oh, Marvin. Man, I'm in love. Man, you are a true friend. Thanks so much. I hope those solar panels are worth it, too.
Wait, we're getting solar panels?
Oh, no. We're not getting solar panels. I realized we're in too much debt. We can't afford it.
Ah, that sucks, man. If you know any girls that work at these places, holla at your boy. I could probably get you 50% off, you know? Give her that business. That business. You know what I'm talking about?
I just
just farted and I don't know if I crapped my pants or not.
How do you not know?
Well, because it was a big burst of air followed by some moisture, and I don't know if it's humidity from my gooch or just straight shit.
Well, go to the bathroom and check.
Well, I think we should do the smell test. What? All together now.
No.
Shit.
Jeffy, you have a booger in your nose.
Well, it's coming out both ends, I guess.
Jeffy, go get a tissue.
No, we don't need tissues. That's why God gave us fingers for booger plucking.
Jeffy, don't dig in your nose.
Well, then give me a fork.
What? A fork?
Oh, never mind. I got one.
But Jeffy, don't use a fork. Oh, God.
Oh, that's a good one. That one's going on the ball.
The ball?
Yeah, the booger ball. Let me show you.
Booger ball.
Mommy, Daddy, I present to you my booger ball.
Jeffy, what the fuck is that?
It's a booger ball. I just told you that. Every time I pick my nose, I add it to my booger ball.
Jeffy, that's disgusting.
How long have you been working on this?
When did I show up on your front doorstep?
That's a lie, Jeffy. When you first got here, there was no booger ball on you.
Yes, there was. It was just the size of a grape, and I had it in my back pocket. But now it's the size of a bowling ball. Oh, bowling ball dick. Knocking pins down and shit. Sometimes going in the gutter and shit.
Jeffy, we're getting rid of it. It's gross.
If we have to get rid of it, then you gotta touch it.
I'm not touching your booger ball. It's probably all slimy.
It's not slimy. It's all hardened. It's like a cocoon full of booger pillars. And one day, you're gonna grow up and become big booger flies.
Jeffy, get rid of this stupid booger ball. Why the fuck is it on my couch? After you add that booger, you leave.
Well, no, Daddy, this is a piece of art. No one questioned Jeff Bezos when he started Amazon.
Because he helped people.
He sold fucking books.
Jeffy, your nose is bleeding.
Oh, my God, well, you should probably call a doctor.
Okay, I will.
Because he picked his nose with a fork. They're meant for salad.
Well, old Caesar salad dick with croutons and romaine salad and shit.
Hey there, somebody call an otolaryngologist?
No, we called a doctor.
Well, yeah, that's just a big word for nose doctor.
So you're a nose doctor?
Of course he knows doctors, Marvin. He is one.
Yeah, I'm a nose doctor. I knows all there is to knows about noses. I actually just got back from Pinocchio's house, so I guess you could say it's been a pretty long day. You know, because he's a fucking liar and his nose grows every time he lies, so I gotta go to Geppetto's house once a week to trim his nose down. So what'd you guys call me?
Well, Jeffy's nose is bleeding.
Oh, well, it's not supposed to do that. How'd that happen? Is it the pencil in his nose?
No, it's because he picked his nose with a fork.
What is going on around here?
It's January.
Thank you for stating what month it is. Do you have month Tourette's?
Well, listen, can you just tell Jeffy to not pick his nose with a fork?
I can write him a doctor's note telling him not to pick his nose with a fork if you think that'll help.
I don't know.
Well, see, that's why you're not a nose doctor, because you don't nose.
Well, listen, can you just tell Jeffy not to make booger balls?
Oh, hey, a booger ball! I haven't seen one of those since high school!
You've seen a booger ball before?
Yeah, I used to know a kid who'd make them all the time. His name was Noah Pickens, the nose picker. Let me tell you about him.
So when I was in high school, there was this kid named Noah Pickens, the nose picker. He was known for picking his nose. I'm talking he was picking his nose 24/7. There was always a finger in his nose digging for gold. His fingers were so sticky from all the boogers, he could actually climb up the walls like Spider-Man. He actually won the state championship football game because he caught the game-winning touchdown with one booger finger. He was like Odell Beckham before Odell Beckham was Odell Beckham. He was so cool after that, every kid in the school started picking their noses too, but their boogers just weren't as sticky as his. Then one day, there was a hole that was blown in the dam of the city, and the whole town was flooding. So Noah took all his boogers and made one big booger ball and plugged up the hole in the dam and saved the whole town. The mayor even gave him the key to the city. Then they named that day National Booger Ball Day in honor of Noah Pickens, the nose picker. So now, every year, the town has a contest to see who can make the biggest booger ball. I don't know what happened to Noah Pickens, but I heard he actually changed his first name to George.
That was a great story, Brooklyn guy!
Oh, I said booger way more than three times.
Oh, yeah, and I remember that kid. Man, he sure could pick some boogers. But you know one booger he could never get? Me, your best pal, Booger!
Well, that's because you're my imaginary friend.
Man, you really must have wanted to hang out, huh, Brooklyn guy?
No, I was just telling a story that required me saying Booger a lot.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to my imaginary friend, Booger. He shows up if I say Booger three or more times.
Well, now that I'm here, we have so much catching up to do. I visited my mother, my grandpappy, my great-grandpappy, my great-great-great-great-great-uncle, because, you know, we'll die!
Okay, but what happens when I die?
Well, I just move on to the next kid.
But I'm not a kid, so you could leave now.
But why would I do that? We're having so much fun!
Hey, tell you what, Booger, I need gas in my car. You think you can run it up to the gas station for me?
Oh, yeah, of course, buddy!
Okay, guys, let's make this quick. I didn't give him my keys.
But who are you seriously talking to? You have an imaginary friend?
Yes, his name is Booger. Don't worry about it.
I didn't see him at all.
That's because he's imaginary.
Oh, okay. Well, what were you saying about Jeffy's Booger Ball?
Oh, I was saying you should enter that in the Booger Ball competition. It is today.
There's no way it just so happens to be the day you come over talking about Booger Balls.
Well, it is January 5th. That's National Booger Ball Day.
I'm not going to enter his big, stinky, disgusting booger into a contest.
Well, the reward is a bunch of money.
Well, how much?
Well, how much do you happen to need right now?
I don't really need any money right now, I don't think.
Oh, well, you do owe me for everything I helped you out with last year.
Like what?
Well, like every time I was a cop or a doctor or something and I helped you.
Okay, how much do I owe you? Baby, get my wallet.
Let's say $400,000.
I don't have $400,000. What makes you think I have to pay you that much?
Well, I mean, I could go look, but it might be more, it might be less. How about we just meet in the hypothetical middle of $400,000?
Okay, but I don't have that much money. How am I going to get that much money?
Well, you're in luck, because the reward for the Booger Ball competition is a $20 Best Buy gift card.
That's not going to pay off your $400,000 bill you just gave me.
Well, I know you're not going to give me $400,000, so I'll take the gift card.
Okay, fine. Me and Jeffy will enter the stupid Booger Ball competition, but I'm not touching it.
Okay, but you're going to need a bigger Booger Ball than that, because I'm entering too.
Come on, Jeffy, roll that to the convention center. And try to pick your nose and make it bigger.
Hello and welcome to the National Booger Ball Competition. People from all over the world have picked their nose, collected their boogers, and rolled them up into a ball. The winner today is going to win a $20 Best Buy gift card. In the mail. In 2 weeks. I'll be around to judge shortly.
Whoa, Jeffy, it looks like you have the biggest booger ball here.
Yep, what can I say? I'm fucking disgusting.
I got the biggest booger ball ever.
You guys really think you can beat me in booger ball? Your booger ball may be bigger than my booger ball, but my booger ball is more pure.
All right, I'm ready to come around and start judging booger balls. Let's look at your booger ball, Tom Brady.
Well, my wife got pregnant from another man, so I've been picking my nose a lot. I tried to make my booger ball look kind of like a football.
Well, that's a pretty nice booger ball, Tom. How about you, son? Let's see your booger ball. My mama said not to pick my nose, but to do it anyway. So I took all my boogers and I rolled them up into a big old ball. Well, that's a pretty good booger ball, son. How about your booger ball?
My booger ball is made out of 100% premium pure boogers.
Well, I'd say that's a pretty damn good booger ball. I guess you're the great googly moogly Jesus Christ. Look at that big old booger ball. Son, how long did it take you to make that big old booger ball?
How long has it been since I showed up at your house, Daddy?
Listen, he's been working on it for years.
Well, I guess I have no choice but to declare you the winner of the Booger Ball competition. Not so fast. What in the Booger Ball? I present to you the world's biggest Booger Ball. Holy fucking guacamole, look at that big old Booger Ball. It looks like a whole new planet.
Yeah, well, I do pick my nose a lot.
Well, I have no choice but to name you the winner of the Booger Ball competition.
Wait, what is that? Oh, yeah, well, I may have pulled the booger ball out of the dam, so now the whole town is gonna flood.
Sweet Jesus, man, booger ball! Everybody run for your lives! Get to higher ground!
But the gift card, though!
2 weeks!
Oh, damn it, might as well go.
Tom Brady, run! You're gonna drown!
My wife got pregnant by another man. I don't care anymore. I'll go down with the ship.
What's going on?
Some asshole took the booger ball out of the dam.
What? Who would do such a thing? Everyone knows how important the booger ball is to our town.
I don't know. Sounds like a real asshole to me.
It was you!
Don't tell her that. She doesn't know.
Boynie!
How do you know that name? What? There's someone on the news.
Breaking news, Mcake. The town is flooding because someone took the booger ball that was clogging the hole in the dam. We don't know why anyone would do this because the town knows how important the booger ball was to holding back the water. If anyone has any solutions to clogging the hole in the dam, the mayor of the city is offering a $20 Best Buy gift card. However, it'll take 2 weeks to arrive in the mail.
Oh, guys, I need that $20 Best Buy gift card.
You already won a $20 Best Buy gift card.
I could have 40.
Okay, let's think of ways to clog the dam. Why didn't you just grab the booger ball and put it back?
I can't. I left it at the convention center, and now it's all flooded. The water probably destroyed it.
If water destroys the booger ball, then why didn't the water destroy it when the booger ball was clogging the dam?
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, dang. I got an idea on how to clog the dam. A shit ball.
Don't say shit ball, dude. The most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. A shit ball wouldn't work. There's not even a such thing as a shit ball.
Breaking news, MK. The hole in the dam has been filled by a local citizen. He filled it with his shit ball. Here's a statement from him now.
So I saw where the town needed a new booger ball to fill the dam. And I don't have boogers, but I do have shit. So I sat there, and I know that sometimes I get constipated, and then the little balls of shit come out of my ass like... So what I did was, is I collected a bunch of shit balls, and I made one big shit boulder. And so I went down in there, and I put it up and clogged the hole. And, I'm feeling a little rumble in my tummy now, and I think there's going to be another shit ball.
Who's ridiculous now?
Of course, a shit ball. Why didn't I think of that? Oh, who am I kidding? I can't shit that much. Nobody can. Well, except for this kid I went to high school with. Shits his pants, Shane. Oh, he would shit all the time. He shat his pants so bad one time.
You guys ready to see who wins the presidential election?
Yeah, I hope I win.
I hope you win.
Yeah, I voted for myself. I brought myself in.
You voted for yourself for president?
Yeah, you have to be at least 35 years old to be president, so ever since I turned 35, I always write myself in.
Well, you know you're not going to win, right? Like, Harris and Trump are going to get millions and millions of votes.
Well, sure, yeah, I don't have billions of dollars for campaigning like they do, but I do have a lot of jobs, so every time I help somebody out at work, I tell them to write me in for president, and sometimes they do. So maybe this is going to be the year I win.
It doesn't matter who we vote for anyway. It's all rigged. They're taking our voices and our choices away and all our rights. It's not a democratic society. It's a barbaric society.
She's been doing this all day.
Yeah, she thinks trees should have tampons.
Oh, but who'd you vote for, though?
You.
Yes.
What, you voted for him?
Yeah, he asked me to.
See, Marvin, some people listen. There you go, champ. Maybe you'll learn someday. Who'd you vote for, Jeffy?
Pee-pees and ginies.
You wrote pee-pees and ginies on your ballot? Oh, man, I hope I don't lose to him.
That's not a real person.
You're telling me Peepees and Ginies isn't a real guy?
No, he just wrote that to be stupid.
Oh, well, then I got this election in the bag. Oh, shut up, shut up. The election results are on.
Breaking news, MK. It's a close presidential race with Kamala Harris having 179 electoral votes and Donald Trump having 178. But I'm getting word now that a write-in with 181 electoral votes is Brooklyn T. Guy. He is now the President of the United States. Meet your new Commander-in-Chief.
Fuck yeah! Yeah, I did it! Marvin, I'm the President of the United States!
But how?
You know what's weird? I didn't win Florida even though I live here. But the whole Upper Northeast got me! Those are my people!
Alright, this way, Mr. President, let's move!
Oh my god, Marvin, I get Secret Service!
I can't believe it, Brooklyn Guy's the President!
Alright, here you are, Mr. President, the Oval Office. If you need anything, I'll be right up there.
Thanks, Mr. Secret Service Man. Oh my god, the Resolute Desk. Fingerprints, my germs. This is so cool. How many people can say they've licked the Resolute Desk? That must be the presidential phone. Blah, blah, blah. I'm the president. Make laws and stuff. Oh, this is awesome. King in the castle. I have a chair. Oh man, I love Borat. I'm gonna watch it tonight while laying in Abraham Lincoln's bed, and then I'm gonna go over it with a blacklight to see if he bung in it.
Hello, Mr. President.
And there she is, the girl who sits under the desk and sucks me off like I'm Bill Clinton.
No, sir, that's not my job. I'm your secretary.
Even better. Now hurry up and get down there. I'm ready to get impeached.
No, sir, I'm here to congratulate you on your presidency and tell you about your day.
Oh, well, real quick question. Where is the Joe Biden ice cream button?
Oh, it's right there, sir.
So I just press this button and I get ice cream?
Yes, if you press it, you can get whatever you ask for.
Wait, whatever I ask for? Like a genie in a lamp?
Yes, but you get more than 3 wishes.
Oh, that's awesome! Wait, does that mean this is also the nuke button?
Yes.
So I can just press this button and nuke anybody I want?
Yes, but I wouldn't recommend it.
Even Bradley T-Berry, the kid who wouldn't let me borrow his crayons in kindergarten?
Well, you could nuke him, but you would also nuke anyone around him.
Anybody around Bradley T-Berry deserves to die, because there's a chance they might know Bradley T-Berry. And nobody likes Bradley T-Berry. Nuke him! Whoa, I guess Bradley T-Berry lived pretty close, huh?
Apparently so, sir. So anyway, sir, today we need to start off by inaugurating you.
No, we'll do all that later. Isn't there supposed to be like a top secret book with all the president's secrets in it?
Yes.
Well, let me read it.
But sir, we need to get on with your day.
I can't start my day until I have the secrets. Give me the book.
Okay, fine. Here you go, sir.
Oh, Nicolas Cage was right. Oh, I smell the secrets. Okay, where is it? Yep, 9/11, inside job, just like I thought. Wow, it actually says they were originally going to use 12 planes. That would have been messy. Ooh, what about JFK? Oh, wait, so he didn't even get shot? He just had Pop Rocks and Coke and his head exploded? That's nuts. What about Area 51? I knew aliens were real!
Sir, your day.
I'll be fine. What do I have to do?
Well, you have a call with Vladimir Putin.
Oh, okay. So, what is the phone number for Russia?
Oh, just dial 4.
Oh, I got on speed dial. That makes sense. Hello, Vlad?
Hey, this Vlad!
Stop it! Stop it! Listener, you stop it! You knock off this shit with Ukraine! Hear me? Stop it!
What, you dare slam the president of Russia?
You know what you did! That was easy. Ice cream time!
Mr. President, we gotta get you out of here! You're in danger! Come with me!
So let's talk about the news! Trump won the election, which means it's going to be another 4 years of crazy headlines. Well, thankfully, we've got Ground News as today's sponsor, and their mission is to help us make sense of it all. Ground News is an independent, nonpartisan app that shows stories from left, right, and everything in between so you can see through misleading information and get closer to the truth. For every story, they'll show you which sources are reporting on it, if they have a political bias, and how reliable their reporting practices are. So you can directly compare coverage and see which points are being emphasized, exaggerated, or left out entirely. And if you want to get a better sense of where this division is coming from and how our media contributes, check out their Blind Spot feed, which shows stories that are disproportionately covered by one side of the political spectrum so you can break out of your echo chamber and see the bigger picture. You'll quickly start to understand where your uncle gets his information from when he's doing his own research. So here's why you need Ground News. As you're getting flooded with more articles about Trump for the next 4 years, you'll be able to think critically, break out of your media bubble, and maybe even find a little common ground. If you want to try it out, go to ground.news/SML or scan the QR code on the screen. They're offering you guys 50% of their Vantage plan, so jump on it. Time to get out of the media spin and get the real story. Thank you to Ground News for sponsoring this video.
All right, here you are, Mr. President.
Thank you. Marvin, he carries me on his shoulders. It's amazing.
What are you doing here, Brooklyn guy?
Ahem, Mr. President.
What are you doing here, Mr. President?
Well, I'm so glad you asked, Marvin. See, I nuked Bradley T-Berry's house, and he just so happened to live in Virginia, which is very close to Washington, D.C. So the radiation got dangerously close to the White House, and they told me I had to leave. They wanted to take me to Camp David, but I said no. I want to go to Marvin's house.
Oh, okay. Well, what's this book?
Oh, this is just a top secret book only for presidents that presidents can read, full of presidential secrets, Marvin. It has all of the secrets. Did you know Marilyn Monroe gave Sloppy Toppy? I know that because JFK wrote it down.
Ooh, I want to read it.
No, Marvin. Look, it says only for presidents. Are you a president?
No.
Exactly. And are you a president?
No.
No, because they don't let women be presidents. I'm the president. Only me. Yummy the book.
What's this button?
Oh, that's the button that lets me get whatever I want. Check this out. M&Ms.
Oh, okay. Here you are.
See, Marvin? M&M's. You want some M&M's, Marvin?
I like peanut M&M's.
Peanut M&M's!
Okay, peanut M&M's.
There you go, Marvin. And tonight, I want to see if this button really gives me whatever I want.
Well, what's this right here?
Oh, Marvin, you're not going to believe this. This shit is crazy. So you pick this thing up and you put it to your ear, right? And then you push these little buttons here with the numbers on them, and you can call anybody in the world as long as you know their numbers. It's called a fucking phone.
Oh, I know it's a phone.
Well, then why did you ask what it was, Marvin?
Because I just meant, like, is it special?
It's a phone.
Sir, please, we need to discuss what you need to do today.
You keep saying I need to do things. What do I need to do?
Well, you need to appoint a cabinet.
I don't know anything about painting cabinets. I'm the fucking president. Paint them white. I don't care.
Not paint a cabinet. Appoint your cabinet.
Oh, like helpers?
Yes, like, who's your vice president?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady?
Yeah, he's the GOAT. I want him to be my vice president.
Tom Brady.
Well, I'm not going to pick fucking Patrick Mahomes. Yes, Tom Brady.
Okay. What about, Secretary of Defense?
Eeny, meeny, miny, Marvin.
Me?
Yeah, congratulations, Marvin. You're going to be in charge of wars and shit. I don't want to do that. It stresses me out.
I don't want to go to war.
Well, good. We're already thinking the same. Skittles! There you go, Marvin. Good boy.
Can I be something?
Sure, you can be the Secretary of Education.
Okay, no more school. Don't lock it.
Okay, cool. So that about does it, right?
No, you need to address the public and tell them what you want to do as president.
Ugh, God, I hate giving speeches. I need something to loosen me up. Beer. Okay, yes. Now I'm ready to face the nation. No, Marvin. Presidents only.
Hey, everybody. Hold on, let me just finish this beer real quick. Oh, that's better. Yeah, okay.
Hey, everybody, fuck you, America, it's me, the president, the big cheese. So apparently you guys want me to come out here and tell you all the stuff I'm going to do as president, so that's what I'm going to do. So first law, no more Ticketmaster. I don't like that shit. It doesn't make any sense. I buy tickets off StubHub and SeatGeek, and they just transfer it on Ticketmaster anyway. It doesn't make any fucking sense. It's like going to Coke to buy a Pepsi. It's bullshit. No more Ticketmaster. Bye-bye, Ticketmaster. See you later. Okay, what else do I not like? Electric cars. Fuck them. I don't like that. I like gas, okay? Only gas cars from now on. But gas is too expensive. So $1 gas forever. $1, not per gallon, just $1 for all the gas you need. That'll fix it. And weed is legal everywhere. All the states, I like weed. I like to get high. Everybody's going to get high with me. Weed is legal now. And if you steal, you get your hand cut off. No exception. No matter what you steal, even if you're like a little kid, doesn't matter. You steal a candy bar, you cut your fucking hand off. So that way you go to a job interview, they're like, I'm not going to hire you. You ain't got no hand. That means you're a stealer. You're a thief. Okay, that'll take care of a lot of problems. And what else do I not like? Twizzlers. They're too chewy. I'm not going to make a law about it, but they're too chewy. I don't like them, so I say no more Twizzlers. And if you buy Twizzlers, you're not allowed to vote. Because if you buy Twizzlers out of all the candies, you can't make good decisions. So that's all I got. I'm going to open up to questions. Hey, you with the gun in the back. What about you?
Mr. President, watch out! No!
If you jumped faster, we would both be okay.
Marvin, did you see that? I almost got shot. You're supposed to be my Secretary of Defense. Why didn't you defend me?
Well, I'm dealing with a lot right now.
Okay, well, whatever you're dealing with can't be worse than what I'm dealing with. My Secret Service agent got shot. I don't even know his name.
Well, you see, North Korea's on the phone. They keep shooting nukes into the ocean.
Wait, they're messing with Nemo? My buddy Nemo? My boy Nemo? And Crush the Turtle? Oh, no. I'm gonna give him a piece of my mind. Hey, I know Finding Dory sucked, but that's no excuse, okay?
I don't like America. I keep shooting missiles into water. Fuck you.
But no, stop it. You stop it right now. Stop it.
No, I'm gonna eat that.
Stop it. I'm gonna nuke you. Alright, that's it. Nuke him.
Sir, I'm sorry. I have some bad news. You see, they recounted the election, the votes, and Donald Trump won.
Oh, he did.
Yes, he's president. And technically, you shouldn't even be in office, because that doesn't happen until January. It's a whole thing.
Oh, I see. Blowy?
No.
Under the desk?
No, that doesn't even work.
Okay, I understand. Fuck you! What? Joe Biden?
Psych, motherfuckers. Daddy's home.
Ah, Trump!
Now give me my book back.
Well, can't I just read one more page?
No, this is a top secret book for presidents only. Are you a president? No, you're not. I am. I'm the president. I haven't declassified the book yet. Wrong, 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 wrongity, wrong, wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong. Wrongity, wrong, 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 wrongity, wrong.
My car piano?
No, Jeffy, it's past your bedtime. You have to go to bed.
I'm not have to.
You do have to.
Come on, Danny, just one song on my piano.
No!
Marvin, let him play a song.
No, it's time for him to go to bed. Go to bed, Jeffy.
Daddy says I have to go to bed, have to go to bed, have to go to bed. Daddy says I have to go to bed, and I said don't have to.
Go to bed, Jeffy!
Don't have to, don't have to, don't have to, don't have to. Daddy says I have to go to bed, and I said don't have to.
Go to bed, Jeffy!
Marvin, what was that noise?
I just yelled at Jeffy.
No, it was something downstairs!
I'm gonna steal so much stuff.
Marvin, I think someone's breaking into the house!
Oh my god, okay, let's go hide in the closet!
Well, what about my cat piano?
Leave it, Jeffy, come on!
Alright!
Go, get in the closet, get in the closet!
Okay, Marvin!
Jeffy, get in the closet!
Okay.
Jeffy, don't bring your cat piano!
I have to!
Okay, get in! Shh! Okay, we're in the closet. Baby, do you have your phone?
No, Marvin, I left it on the couch!
Oh, I left mine too! How are we gonna call the cops? Okay, everyone just be quiet.
Hold on, guys! I gotta tune my cat piano.
No, Jeffy, be quiet!
It's out of tune!
Jeffy!
Meow, 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 meow!
Shh!
Jeffy, be quiet. Hold on, I got one more. It's almost in tune. Meow, 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 meow.
Shh.
I think I got it.
Shh. The rabbit in the room. Be quiet. Everyone be quiet.
Where is it? Where's all this stuff set?
Jeffy, turn that off.
I'm sure Daniel was tired.
Turn it off.
Hey, is someone in the closet?
No.
There's someone in the closet. I gotta get
out of here!
Jeffy, you scared him off! Let's go! He's gone! Lock the door! Lock the door!
Okay!
I can't believe we just got robbed!
Marvin, we have to call the cops!
Okay, I'll call him!
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
Yes, officer, I did.
Okay, what's going on?
Well, someone...
Hold on, Day! I'll take it from here!
No, Jeffy, please stop.
What's he doing?
You're gonna love it. Just listen!
Somebody broke in the house, in the house, in the house. Somebody broke in the house and I got really scared.
Well, did he take anything, anything, anything? Well, did he take anything?
No, he did not.
Could you play that again, please?
What, really? Come on.
Well, if he didn't take anything, this is a waste of my time. This is a waste of my goddamn time. Goddamn time, goddamn time. This is a waste of my goddamn time if he didn't take anything.
But the robber's still on the loose, silly goose. But the robber is still on the loose. You should go catch him.
DJ, run that shit. Well, can you tell me what the guy looked like? Guy looked like, guy looked like. Well, can you tell me what the guy looked like so I can go find him?
He was wearing all black clothes, all black clothes, all black clothes. He was wearing all black clothes and a ski mask.
Okay, okay, one more time. That description's not helpful at all, helpful at all, helpful at all. That description's not helpful at all, I'm never gonna catch that guy.
Why don't you look for fingerprints, fingerprints, fingerprints? Why don't you look for fingerprints? He wasn't wearing gloves.
Okay, okay, can we stop singing? I'm getting tired of this.
Yeah, this went on way too long.
Okay, so the guy broke in and didn't do anything?
No, we scared him away.
Scared him away! Scared him away!
No, we're not singing anymore, okay? Moments passed.
Yeah, he didn't take anything.
Okay, yes.
Anything! Anything!
No, God damn it! I said the moment has passed!
Sorry.
Moment has passed. Moment has passed. No, no, no. No more singing. Okay, okay. So he broke in. He didn't take anything.
He just left.
Did he just, like, attack you or anything?
No, he didn't do anything. He just left.
So he's like a housefly.
I bet you've seen a dragonfly. Maybe even a horsefly. But I bet you ain't never seen a donkeyfly.
Oh, yeah. Like Shrek, right.
Yeah, so what do you suggest we do? Someone just broke into our house.
Well, it sounds to me like you need a home security system.
A home security system?
Yeah, so whenever people break in, like, an alarm goes off, and it's like, bam, 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 and then, like, it calls me, and then the burglar runs away.
That sounds expensive.
Oh, no, I can do it for free.
What, for free?
Oh, yeah, dare me. Dare me to put a home security system in for free.
Dare you?
Mm-hmm. Dare me. Go ahead.
I dare you to put a home security system in for free.
You don't think I'll do it? I'll do it. I'll show you. I'll do it.
What?
Hey, Marvin, get down here. I'm done with your security system.
You're finished already?
Yeah, I hear that all the time. But yeah, I'm done with your security alarm machine, otherwise known as SAM.
What does SAM stand for?
It stands for Security Alarm Machine, otherwise known as SAM.
Oh.
Right, yeah. And it comes in all kinds of different voices. Like, it comes in an Arnold Schwarzenegger voice.
Get out of the house! Now! Go!
So that's pretty cool. And it also comes in a flamboyantly gay voice.
Oh my god! Gregory, someone just broke in the house! You need to stop him!
But you stop him.
No, you're on top, so you need to stop him.
You're such a silly Billy.
No, I'm not a silly Billy, you're a silly Billy.
Yeah, that one goes on for a little while. But it also comes in a Christopher Walken voice.
Wow, robber, get out of my house before I call the police!
And then, what I'm gonna have you set on right now is just the default, like, monotone female voice.
Security system activated.
Okay, I like that one. Let's just stick with that one.
Okay, yeah, so you're all set up. The only downside is it does have ads.
What, it has ads? What are you talking about?
Yeah, it has ads because it's free. You know, because, like, when you watch, like, a YouTube video, you get, like, a 30-second ad in front of it. Well, this is going to play a 30-second ad every time somebody breaks in before the alarm goes off.
What if someone, like, kills me before you get here?
Well, I mean, you can turn off the ad, but, I mean, the robber would have to do that. So every time somebody breaks in, it's going to play, like, a Toyota ad or, like, an Old Navy ad. But, I mean, the Old Navy ad usually gets them, because once they see it's like 50% off on jeans, they go, that's a steal, and then they just go to Old Navy instead.
Well, how do I get rid of the ads? Can I pay to get rid of the ads?
Oh, yeah, it's going to cost $50 a month.
Ooh, that's expensive.
Yeah, the ads are better. I use the ads. Okay, so when somebody breaks in, this is going to call me, all right? So you don't have to worry.
Okay. All right, baby, we are fully protected.
You're going to wear two?
Ooh, daddy about to glaze that ass like a toaster strudel.
No, I'm talking about the security system, baby.
Oh, you got it set up?
Yeah, baby, it'll call the cops after 30 seconds.
30 seconds? Why 30 seconds?
Because it plays an ad. But look, we are safe and we are protected and we can go to sleep safe and sound. So go to bed, Jeffy.
Daddy, I got a question before bed.
What?
Do peepees go in butts?
No!
Oh, because the other day, I saw this video, and it happened.
Go to bed, Jeffy.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, go to bed.
Mommy, Daddy, can you guys sleep in the bed with me? Because I'm scared ever since the robber broke in.
No, Jeffy, we have an alarm system. You're safe now.
Come on, Marvin, it's just for one night.
I'm supposed to wear two.
That's okay, Marvin. We'll wait till tomorrow.
Come on, Daddy, right here in the bed.
Okay, fine.
I had cream cheese covered deviled eggs and one acorn I found outside.
Jeffy, that was sick. I could have died.
All right, boys, settle down. Time for bed.
I'm gonna break into this house through the back doors.
This is big. Lobster Fest has something...
Oh, crap! They got an alarm system! I gotta turn it off before the head stops.
What are you waiting for? Let's Lobster Fest. Baby! Baby, do you hear Red Lobster ad?
No, Marvin. Go back to bed.
Baby, that's the alarm! Oh no, someone's breaking in the house! Okay, I'm gonna go check.
Is there anyone here?
Hey, your alarm went off, you okay?
I think someone robbed my house!
It looks like he went out the back door. I guess he got scared off by the ad. Let me see which one it was. Oh, Red Lobster, yeah, he definitely saw those Cheddar Bay biscuits and decided he needed some for himself.
So the alarm didn't catch the robber?
No, the alarm doesn't catch robbers, it just scares them off.
But the alarm has a camera, so it doesn't take a picture of the robber's face?
Oh, no. See, the camera scans the robber's face and then gives him an ad for something it thinks the robber might like, so it thought that he might like Red Lobster.
But why didn't the alarm take a picture of the robber's face so we could see what he looks like?
Oh, no, you gotta pay the $50 a month for that.
But that's so dumb!
But hey, look, it did what it was supposed to do. It scared away the robber, right? And I don't think he's gonna be back anytime soon. I think Lobster Fest is going on, and Bottomless Shrimp. He's going to eat himself into a food coma. You know, I'm kind of a hungry, hungry hippo for Red Lobster, too. I'm a bottomless potamist myself. Yeah.
Can you please stop talking about Red Lobster?
Why, are you getting hungry?
No! Well, kind of. I'm a little hungry, but my family's sleeping upstairs.
Yeah? You want to sneak away and get some Red Lobster?
Well, I really can't.
I'm pretty sure they're open at 1:27 in the morning.
No, they're not.
You want to bet? Look, I'm a cop. I can just flash my badge. They'll be open. Oh, man, look at us at Red Lobster, huh? Would you rather be anywhere else in the world right now?
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, me neither. Oh, and these Cheddar Bay biscuits. Let me get some of these.
Those are fucking good. Yeah, they're all right.
How's your scampi?
I thought it came with noodles.
No, it sure doesn't.
Oh. Look, the robber, he's over there.
Oh, yeah, there he is.
Well, arrest him.
We're not going to arrest him in the middle of eating his Red Lobster. How would you feel if somebody interrupted our meal? I'd be pretty pissed.
But we got to arrest him. What if he leaves?
Hey, we're just going to wait till he gets done eating and arrest him outside. Look, he'll be full by then anyway. He won't be able to move.
Okay.
Oh, man, I am so full.
There he is, get him.
You're under arrest for breaking and entering. Those are the last Cheddar Bay biscuits you're going to have as a free man. Come on.
Man.
Where is Marvin? I woke up and he disappeared.
Baby.
Marvin, I've been worried sick. Where have you been?
I'll give you a hint. The whole place smelled like fish.
Marvin, were you at a strip club?
Close. We went to Red Lobster.
Without me?
But baby, we caught the robber.
Yeah, he was chowing down on Cheddar Bay biscuits. Now he's sucking on Justice. That's the name of his cellmate. Justice Constant Splooge.
Ew.
Because he's constantly splooging.
But baby, listen, we're safe. The robber's gone. He's in jail.
So are we getting rid of the alarm?
I mean, I don't think we need it anymore.
What do you mean? It obviously worked. I think you still need the alarm.
Well, no, we got rid of the robber, so we're safe forever.
You know what I have to say about this? DJ, run that shit. We just went to Red Lobster, Red Lobster, Red Lobster. We just went to Red Lobster and had some Cheddar Bay biscuits. We just had some Cheddar Bay biscuits, Cheddar Bay biscuits, Cheddar Bay biscuits. We just had some Cheddar Bay biscuits and they were good as fuck. Not sponsored.
My new toy. Look what it can do. That's my face.
That's really cool, Jeffy.
And that's my ear.
Awesome.
That's a really cool toy, Marvin.
Yeah.
And Danny, look at this.
What? Jeffy, ew, don't put your thing in that.
What, Danny? It was just an upside down piece of broccoli made out of Play-Doh.
Oh, I thought it was something else.
Jeffy, go play somewhere else.
All right, Danny.
What did you think it was, Marvin?
I don't want to talk about it.
All right, Junior, check out my new toy.
Whoa, what's it do?
Well, Junior, can you get your cat out of the way?
No, she's fine.
Okay. Well, you just stomp on that pad right there and it launches the rocket.
Ooh, can I try it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Whoa, it went so high in the air!
Yeah, whatever. Okay, so what I need you to do now is stomp on that pad again.
But then it's gonna go up your...
Yeah, I know. Do it.
Okay.
Hey, guys, what doing?
Jeffy, stomp on that pad right there, please.
Okay.
Ooh, it was supposed to go deeper, but that's okay.
Oh, Cody, what if we did this outside?
I think it'll feel the same for me either way.
No, like, what if you don't get in the way and it goes all the way up in the night sky?
Oh, well, I guess we could try that.
You know, let's take it outside, guys! All right, guys, let's see how high this thing can go.
Maybe it can go to the moon.
Oh, that'd be so cool, but it's really dark outside. I wish it could light up.
Oh, don't worry, Junior. Check this ish out.
It can light up?
Yeah, I did that so the doctors could find it in case it got lost in my colon.
All right, Jeffy, you stomp on that thing as hard as you can.
All right, Junior.
Did we just hit something?
I think it popped whatever it hit.
Oh, no, guys, we hit a hot air balloon.
Oh, no.
Oh, we just killed someone. Yeah. Oh, right inside.
Can we sit on the red couch and you guys leave?
Oh, okay.
Guys, we just shot down a hot air balloon!
But who would be flying a hot air balloon at night? Planes couldn't see it.
I don't know, they're probably going on a joyride because they didn't think someone's gonna be shooting random rockets in the air. We could have killed someone!
Let's just check the news!
Breaking news, MK! An unidentified flying object was shot out of the sky by a random missile from an unknown location. The military is looking into the situation now.
Guys, did you hear that? Unidentified flying object?
We shot down a UFO?
What if we shot down aliens?
Aliens finally come to Earth and we kill them?
My God, what have we done?
Lieutenant Guard, get your hairy ass in here.
You've seen it, sir?
We all have. We all shower together. Now tell me what the hell's going on in the skies over Florida.
Well, sir, it looks like a Chinese spy balloon was shot down by an unidentified missile.
Was the missile one of ours?
No, sir. Satellite surveillance shows that it might have been three kids goofing around.
Well, how did three kids get their hands on a missile?
I don't know, sir, but we do sell to some pretty shady people.
Well, how did these kids find the balloon and we didn't?
I don't know, sir. The balloon didn't show up on our radar, so we're lucky the kids found it at all.
Now you listen to me. You get those three kids and bring them here, because America needs them.
Yes, sir.
Junior, what are you doing?
Writing an apology letter to the aliens, and I'm gonna go outside and let the balloon go with the letter attached to it so it can go to their planet.
Junior, this balloon's not just gonna go to space.
Yes, it is, Cody. When you let go of a balloon, it keeps going up until it hits space.
No, balloons just keep going up until they pop.
They don't pop unless they hit a sharp object. I don't think there's random needles flying around in the sky or space.
What? No, this is... Okay, fine, Junior. Even if it goes to space, how's it gonna get to their planet?
When the aliens see a balloon floating in space, they're gonna grab it. No one can say no to a balloon.
And what makes you think they even speak English?
Of course the aliens can speak English. If they can make a UFO that can go the speed of light to go to our planet, then they obviously can decode this message.
Yeah, the frowny face is really gonna help.
Alright, guys, let's go outside and release the balloon.
Junior, this balloon doesn't even have helium in it. It's just somebody holding it.
What? No, it has helium in...
See?
We couldn't afford helium, Cody. There's a helium shortage, and we didn't think of this part of the video. Let's just...
Okay, so apparently the kids live here. I don't want to scare them when they open the door and see a big old army man. Oh, I know. I'll put on this alien mask. That'll make me seem all friendly and fun.
Guys, there's someone at the door. What if it's more aliens? They're mad that we killed their friends. Oh, I'm gonna go open the door and I'm gonna hand them a letter.
No, Junior, if it is the aliens and they're mad at us for killing their friends, we can't just open the door.
You're right. They're gonna try to kill us. So we gotta kill them.
How?
I got an idea. Grab your rocket.
Alright, I'm grabbing it.
No, like, grab your rocket.
Oh, I got a handful of rocket. My crotch rocket.
No, the rocket toy.
I know.
Oh, come on. Guys, it is an alien. All right, when I open the door, Jeffy, you shoot the rocket at him, okay?
All right, got it, Junior.
Okay. Hello?
Hey there. Why'd you duck?
Oh, my balls are in the nuts.
You're not going to kill me, alien scum.
Get off me. Get off me.
All right, guys, what do we do with this alien?
I think we should put stuff up his butt and probe him, or we could let him do it to us. No, don't touch my butt. I'm not an alien.
Says the alien.
I know what to do with him. Move out of my way.
Ow, what the hell was that for?
Yeah, he's an alien.
I'm not an alien.
Then why do you look like that?
This is just a mask I bought at Party City.
Oh, that's just a mask?
Yes.
So you wouldn't mind if I took it off?
No, go ahead. Wait, Junior, don't touch it. What if his antennae are like jellyfish tentacles and they sting you?
Good thinking, Cody. You just saved my life.
They're not like jellyfish tentacles. This is a normal mask.
Before we try to take off that mask, prove you're a human.
Okay, how? Ooh, I think we should check his butthole and see if he has a human butthole.
Yeah, every human's butthole is the same.
No, don't touch my butthole!
Why? Because you have three alien buttholes? You don't want us to see it?
What? No, I have one human butthole. I just don't want you touching it. Take the damn mask off.
Okay, I'm gonna take it off, Cody, but if I get electrocuted, you beat him up, okay?
Okay. See? See, I'm not an alien. I'm human. I'm with the U.S. military. Now untie me.
Okay, I'll untie you.
Wait, Junior. What if he's an alien, but he just looks like he's with the military? I think we should check his butthole. If you touch my butthole, I swear to God I'll send your whole family to Guantanamo Bay.
Okay, I'll untie him.
Okay, now that you boys finally untied me, we can do business.
So why are you here?
Well, do you boys remember shooting something down earlier?
Yeah, are we in trouble? We were really scared.
Oh no, boys, that was a Chinese spy balloon that even our radar couldn't detect.
Really?
Yeah, now the Commander-in-Chief wants to give you all medals of honor for your bravery.
That's so cool!
But boys, I just gotta ask, how did you even manage to see it? Oh, we didn't even really mean to shoot it down.
Yeah, we did.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
Wait, hold on, I'm confused. Did you mean to shoot it down or not? Because you're only getting the medal if you meant to shoot down the spy balloon. No, we didn't mean to shoot it down.
Yes, we meant to shoot it down. We walked outside and we saw the balloon. It said made in China. And we said, America!
America!
And we said, we're shooting that bad boy down. So we got our rocket and we knocked it out of the sky. And we said, we did that for America.
Wow, boys, that is incredible. Okay, come on. Let's go get your medals. Junior, what the hell are you doing?
I want that medal, Cody. A medal of honor's sick. Come on.
Here are the kids, sir.
You boys are American heroes for stopping that spy balloon.
Thank you, sir.
I'd like to award all three of you the Medal of Honor. Lieutenant Guy, go get the medals.
All right, kid. Here is your Medal of Honor. Oh, wait. No, I'm sorry. That's the Medal of Ogre. It has Shrek on it. I got this for doing a 5K at Universal Studios. Are you impressed? Hold on. No, I got it. I got it right here. Hold on. Here is your Medal of Honor. Oh, wait. No. This is a medal I won for having the hairiest arms on a Disney cruise. Sorry. Hold on. I got it over here. It's right here. It's right here. Here is your Medal of Honor. Okay. Let's put that on you. Let's get... No, hold on. Get it around your neck. Around your neck there. Okay, there you go. Yeah. All right. Actually, you know what? You two, just help yourselves. Enjoy your medals, kids!
These medals are so cool!
But that's not all. Since you boys are so good at shooting down that spy balloon and finding threats that even we can't, we're making you three our new official missile defense system. You boys will be in charge of shooting down nukes, missiles, or any other kinds of airborne threats to the United States. Lieutenant Guy, go fire everyone at NORAD.
You got it, sir.
Won't be needing them anymore. We have professionals now. Now get out there and kill it, boys.
Junior, we are so screwed.
What are you talking about, Cody? We all got the Medal of Honor. We got jobs with the military. We're badasses.
Junior, I don't think you understand. They want us to shoot down nukes and planes and missiles just because we accidentally shot down a balloon.
Cody, everyone has a calling in life, and our calling is to protect America, and that's what we're gonna do.
Junior, we don't have the technology to protect America.
We have your missile toy.
That's not enough. We need, like, satellites and missiles and stuff.
Listen, Cody, America's the most badass country on the planet. No one messes with us. When they mess with America, they die. So look, we don't have anything to worry about. No one's gonna try to nuke us. No one's gonna try to bomb us. All we have to do is sit back, show girls our Medal of Honor, and eat tough muff.
Hell yeah.
Junior, there's not going to be any tough muff left to eat if we get nuked.
Cody, we're going to have 24-hour surveillance.
And how are we going to do that?
You're going to stand outside for 24 hours and look at the sky, and if you see any missiles, you tell us.
What does Jeffy do?
He shoots the rocket at the missile and shoots it down.
And I'm also going to let girls use my tongue as toilet paper.
Okay, and what are you going to do, Junior?
I'm also going to let that happen, and I'm going to be the person that alerts the news when we shoot something down, and I take all the credit, and I get all the muff.
So you want me to just stand in your front yard and stare at the sky 24 hours a day?
It's your job to protect America, so go out there, Cody. No one's going to try to bomb us.
The news!
Breaking news, UK. The Commander-in-Chief has an announcement to make. Here's a statement from him now.
My fellow Americans, earlier today, the Chinese sent a balloon to try to spy on us, and three brave soldiers shot it down. Since these three soldiers are so good at finding threats, I've decided to make those three boys the new missile defense program. We've canceled NORAD and turned off all our satellites because we don't need them. With that being said, I have one thing to say to the Chinese. Fuck around and find out! Throw everything you got at us, pussies! We ain't paying that debt back!
Oh, we are so dead.
No, we're not, Cody. Isn't it really cool the Commander-in-Chief believe in us that much?
No, he shouldn't believe in us at all!
Listen, Cody, no one's gonna bomb us or try to kill us.
Junior, your phone is ringing.
Well, hold on. Hello?
Hello.
Who's this?
This is the Chinese.
Who is it, Junior?
It's the Chinese.
What?
Well, how'd you get my number?
I got it from TikTok.
Well, what do you want?
You popped up a room, and then you talk shit about us on TV.
Oh, yeah? Well, what are you going to do about it? Bomb Pearl Harbor again?
That was the Japanese.
Well, what are you going to do about it? Take one of our WNBA players?
That was Russia.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
We're going to drop nuke on your stupid, dumb American asses.
What'd he say, Junior?
He said, we cool, dog.
Really? He said that?
He said, we good food.
What?
Well, listen, Cody, just go outside and scan the skies for nukes.
Wait, why?
Because that's our job, Cody. Go outside and look at the sky.
Well, how the hell am I supposed to scan the sky? I don't have a telescope.
I bought you a telescope.
Wait, really? You did? Junior, this isn't a telescope. This is a toilet paper roll. I can't see anything with this.
So you need something bigger?
Yes, like a telescope. What, this is a paper towel roll. It's not better.
It can see really far, Cody. Just go outside and look with it.
I'll try.
All right, Jeffy. I need you to make like a bomb shelter, like a bomb bunker. So go grab as many pillows as you can.
All right, Captain.
Oh, we're getting nuked.
How am I supposed to find anything looking through this? Yeah, that's a whole lot of nothing. Just a whole lot of paper towel roll. Wait, what is that? Oh, no. Oh, no, is that what I think it is? Junior, get out of here.
What's wrong, Cody?
Junior, look. Do you see that?
That looks like it could be a nuke.
Junior, it's a nuke! What are we gonna do?
Jeffy, get the missile on the missile defense system!
I got it, Junior.
All right, Jeffy, shoot that nuke out of the sky.
Shit.
Okay, go to the bunkers.
What, bunkers?
Everyone in their bunkers! Go!
Junior, you already had these pre-made? You knew about this?
Yes, I knew they were gonna shoot a nuke, but I thought we could shoot it down.
Junior, I told you we can't. We're just kids.
Listen, we're safe inside our bunkers. We're gonna survive.
No, we're not, Junior. This bunker's made of pillows. That won't stop a nuke.
The pillows are made out of Kevlar.
No, they're not. What? The news!
Breaking news, okay? A nuclear ballistic missile has hit San Francisco. The death toll is in the millions. We believe it was shot by the Chinese.
Junior, we just got everyone in San Francisco killed.
Well, at least the nuke didn't hit here, right?
Hey, could you boys come with me?
You have a better bunker?
No, come on. Here they are, sir.
You boys don't know what the hell you're doing, do you?
No.
And shooting down that balloon was an accident, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go my bad on hiring you boys in the first place. Hiring three children to defend the entire United States seems like kind of a bad idea. Lieutenant Guy, go rehire NORAD and turn all our satellites back on. Then give China an apology and send them a box of chocolates and tell them to double our debt or some shit, I don't know.
You got it, sir.
2 million lives you boys cost us. 2 million American lives. Turn in your medals of honor and get the hell out of here.
But what about the muff?
You boys killed a lot of muff today. Now turn in those medals.
We lost our medals.
We didn't deserve them in the first place.
So, guys, what do you want to do tonight?
I think tonight's done. I don't think we need to do anything else tonight. I think this is the worst thing we've ever done.
You want to play with your rocket?
No!
Chuck E. Cheese.
No, Jeffy, it's 7 o'clock. They close soon.
They close at 9. If we leave right now, I have 2 hours to chuck or cheese.
No, it's a 30-minute drive, so you'd only have an hour and a half to chuck or cheese.
Well, that's enough time for both of those activities.
No, I'm not taking tonight, Jeffy.
Danny, if you don't take me to Chuck E. Cheese, I'm going to pull out my pickle and play with it.
You better not, Jeffy. You don't... Stop squeaking that thing, Jeffy. Stop squeaking it. That's it. Give me that... Ha-ha! No more pickle for you. No more squeakage.
Well, fine. I'm going to play with my cock.
Oh, Jeffy. Oh, stop doing that.
Marvin, can we go dancing? I want you to take me dancing. You never take me dancing.
Because I don't know how to dance. Why would I want to go do something I don't know how to do?
But, Marvin, please, can we go dancing? I really want to go dancing.
We can go tomorrow.
No, Marvin, you always say tomorrow, then tomorrow is today, and we still never go dancing.
We can go Sunday.
Marvin, you only want to go Sunday because they close early.
Oh, my God, everyone, stop it. Shut up.
Marvin, please.
All right, listen. Jeffy, tomorrow I'll take you to Chuck E. Cheese.
You promise?
Yes, and we can go dancing at Chuck E. Cheese.
Really?
Yeah, we can dance with Mr. Chuck E. and everything, and we can have fun because there's no guys or crowds or loud music or alcohol. We can just have fun dancing with Jeffy.
Thank you, Marvin. Thank you.
But the only way I'll take you guys to Chuck E. Cheese to dance and play games is if you stay quiet tonight and sit on the couch and watch TV in the quiet.
Okay.
Really? Oh, man. Now this is relaxing. Now this is fun.
Freeze!
give me all your valuables! It is a robbery!
What?
We don't have any valuables! We're broke!
Well, give me your necklace!
No, no, please! My parents gave this to me!
I don't give shit!
Oh, no!
Give me your helmet!
My helmet?
Let's get out of here, okay?
Well, thank God they didn't kill us. We can still sit and watch TV.
Wait a minute, look at the size of this TV! Let's take it. Grab over side.
Hey! Get back here with my TV!
My necklace!
My helmet! There's no way those guys ruined my perfect quiet night. I'm gonna kill them! Hey! Hey, you get back here! Hey! My TV! Oh, I'm gonna kill them. I'm gonna find those guys, and I'm gonna kill them.
Man, I can't believe TV fit in trunk.
Well, it is Hyundai Sonata. Very roomy trunk.
I think we've robbed enough people tonight to sell the valuables and afford our honeymoon.
Bahamas, here we come!
Let's go kick some ass.
Let me suck your toes for $5. Hey, man, you're getting in the way of the toe fungus.
You wouldn't happen to be able to tell me where these two Russian guys who robbed my house are, will you?
What are you asking?
There's these two Russian guys who robbed my house, so where are they at?
I don't know, but that guy might.
Put in boobies back!
Wait, is that Monopoly money?
No, that guy wouldn't know what I was talking about.
Okay, well, what about him?
Oh, that's the type of guy I'm looking for. So beat it.
Really? So soon? I usually can't do it two times in one day.
Hey, you.
What do you want?
There's these two Russian guys who robbed my house, so where are they?
I know where they are, but why would I tell you?
Yeah, that's why. That's why. Now, where are they at?
I'll tell you. I'll tell you. Just give me a second.
Tell me.
I think you broke me,
Thomas. Let me get you a doctor.
Hey there, somebody call the cops?
No, I called a doctor.
Yeah, well, the strip club owner called the cops because he said somebody was beating people up and trying to suck toes.
I did beat someone up, but I wasn't trying to suck toes. That was some weird guy.
Uh-huh, and where is he?
He left.
Yeah, of course he did. So why'd you beat this guy up?
I asked him a question and he wouldn't answer me.
Really, Marvin? This is how you talk to people? You know, this is America. He doesn't have to talk to you if he doesn't want to. You punched him in the throat? Why?
Well, because he wouldn't answer my question. There's these two Russian guys who robbed my house, and he said he knew where they were, and he wouldn't tell me, so I punched him.
Marvin, why didn't you just call the cops? I could have helped you.
Well, I wanted to do it on my own like a badass.
Oh, is that why you're wearing a leather jacket? I'm assuming these are your sunglasses.
Yeah.
Yeah. You hit him with a bottle, Marvin?
I thought it was gonna shatter over his head and be cool like in the movie.
Well, this isn't a movie, Marvin. You could have killed him. He could have a concussion. Sir, do you want to press charges?
Yeah.
He wants to press charges, Marvin. I have to arrest you.
Oh, no, come on. Listen, in all the cool movies, the people beat up random people to get the answers they want and find out who robbed them.
Well, did he rob you?
No.
Okay, well, then he doesn't owe you anything. If anything, you owe him an apology.
I'm sorry for punching you in the throat and hitting you in the head with a bottle.
Sir, do you still want to press charges? He wants to press charges. I'm going to have to take you in, Marvin.
Oh, come on. This isn't very badass.
No, it's not.
All right, Marvin, you get your one phone call. Make it count.
Okay. Baby, please answer.
Hello?
Baby, I'm in jail.
No. You're not getting away with that lazy shit. You didn't even dial a number. Okay, now you get your one phone call. Try again.
Okay.
Yeah, that's better.
Oh, please answer.
Hello?
Baby, I'm in jail. Please bail me out.
Marvin, where are you?
I just said I'm in jail.
Jail? Why are you in jail?
Well, you know those two guys that robbed us and stole your necklace and Jeffy's helmet? Well, I went and beat up some guy because he said he knew where they were.
Wait, did you get our stuff back?
No, but if you come bail me out, I can get your stuff back.
So you didn't get my necklace back?
You just come bail me out and I can get the stuff.
All right, time's up, sorry.
No, no, no.
Marvin, we don't have that kind of money.
All right, let's go to jail, buddy.
Oh.
All right, there you go, Marvin. Think about what you did.
I was just trying to be a badass. I was just trying to get my stuff back.
Hey, cutie. Oh, don't be frightened. It's just me, Bubbles. And you looking pretty tasty. I won't bite unless you want me to.
No, I don't want you to.
Oh, you sure? You sure? I'm a little hungry for some white meat chicken. You got some legs? Ooh, or maybe do I want a thigh? Now I want some penis!
Marvin, you just made bail.
Wait, I did?
I just want to get you out of here because I don't want to see you get your cheeks clapped.
Yeah, get me out of here, please.
No, white meat chicken! Bring it back! I'm hungry!
Thank God you got me out of there. I was so scared.
Yeah, you seem like you learned your lesson.
I did. I won't beat up anyone else.
Good, because the guy that you did beat up has a restraining order against you and you're not allowed within 100 yards of him.
But I need to speak to that guy. He knows where the robbers are. He knows where to find them.
Okay, well, I'll try to arrange a meeting from 100 yards away. Come on.
Okay.
All right, Marvin, you're not allowed within 100 yards of the guy, so he's all the way on the other side of this football field. But he is willing to answer your questions, so just go ahead and yell those at him.
How is he going to hear me?
I don't know, just yell loud.
Okay.
Hey, excuse me, do you know the two Russian guys that robbed me where they're at?
What did he say?
I don't know. I can't hear him. He's 100 yards away.
Can you speak louder?
I
got none of that.
Okay, how about you just go ask him the questions I have because this is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, that's way easier. I'll go talk to him. Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, man. We can't hear you from all the way over there. It's like 100 yards. Actually, 120 with end zone. So can you repeat that for me?
I ain't telling you nothing. I'm not gonna waste me breath.
Oh, come on, man. We just want to know where the robbers are, please.
Well, that's too bad. I ain't telling ye shit, even though I know where they are.
Yeah? You want to tell me now?
Huh? The Bahamas?
The Bahamas? Where? Okay, see how easy that was? Maybe if you were easy to talk to, nobody would hit you in the throat. Man, Marvin, I see why you hit that guy. He is a pain in the ass. But I did get what you were looking for. They're in the Bahamas at the Sleepy Beach Hotel, room 200.
Okay, let's go. Well,
I thought we were going that way.
Okay. Look, the Just Married sticker that I saw in the back of the car.
Well, that means they are here. Second floor, let's go.
Let's go.
Oh, road trip, look at this view. Bahamas so pretty. I'm so glad we were able to rob enough people to afford beach view.
Kiss me, you Russian pig.
All right, Marvin, here it is, room 200.
I'm gonna go in there, I'm gonna kick their ass.
Okay, but only if it's the people who really rob you. If you beat up somebody else this time, I'm gonna have to arrest you again.
Okay, I'm gonna make sure it's them, but I'm gonna kick some ass. I don't see them.
What do you mean you don't see them?
They're not in the room. But look, there's my son's helmet and my wife's necklace.
Okay, great. Grab it. Let's get out of here.
Okay.
Wait, you said it was two gay Russian guys, right?
I mean, I think they were gay.
Is that them?
Yeah, that's them.
Okay.
I'm going to go kick some ass. Can you grab those two things?
But the stuff is right here. We could just leave.
I'm going to go kick some ass. It's payback time. Did I mean to interrupt? Yes, I did.
Roderick, who is this? Did you hire a stripper?
No, did you? No.
You took some that didn't belong to you.
I mean, we took a lot of things that did not belong to us.
Yes, that's how we afford room.
Well, don't do it again.
Oh, okay.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. I'll just leave you with that.
Okay.
Strike!
Ow! You hit my husband, you piece of shit!
He hits gay people.
What? No, that's not what it is. I was...
Kick his ass! Oh, piece of shit!
Help! Free guys!
Oh, this is a really nice bed. Oh, yeah, I need a vacation. How do the robbers even afford a place like this? Oh, robbing people, obviously. Ooh, I wonder what's on TV. Oh, Tom and Jerry? Oh, yeah. Come on, Tom, you're never gonna catch that mouse, you silly cat. What was that? Oh, shit, Marvin! Hey, break it up!
Mr. Officer, this man is homophobic piece of shit!
He hit us for no reason!
No, I hit him because they're the guys who robbed me.
Marvin, what did I say about hitting people?
I wanted payback!
Are you the guys who robbed Marvin?
Yes!
Okay, well, this is the Bahamas, and it's out of my jurisdiction, so there's not a lot I can do here. But, if we take the stuff, do you agree to never rob Marvin ever again?
Yes!
Okay, good. See, Marvin, that's how you use your words.
Yeah, we never hit you, even when we were robbing you. You.
Okay, I'm sorry for hitting you guys.
Okay, good. Now you two can go back to making out.
I'm going to blow you so hard.
Seriously, you can't arrest them?
Marvin, let it go. You got your shit. Let's just go home.
Okay.
Ugh, and there are bare man ass cheeks out there. We should leave.
No, there's not.
Why did you look? Oh my God, you're so gay.
Oh no, you just said that they're... Never mind.
What, you wanted to see that?
No, I did not.
Oh, but there really are actually out there now. Why did you look again? You're so gay.
No, listen. Okay, fine. I won't ever look again because I don't even want to look at that.
Well, actually, that guy's whole penis is out.
Yeah, sure.
No, you don't want to see that? You're more of an ass man?
What, no, I...
Oh my God, and you want dick, dude?
Okay, that's it. You can grab my stuff. You grab it.
Okay. God, you're so gay.
All right, Jeffy, here's your helmet back. And Rose, here's your necklace back.
Aw, thank you, Marvin. My necklace. necklace.
Okay, Marvin, if you ever get robbed again, just call the police.
I will. I'm just glad everything's back to normal.
Plot hole goblin! What are you doing here, plot hole goblin?
There was a part of the video that didn't make sense.
What didn't make sense?
Yeah, the video was good.
How did you drive from Florida to the Bahamas? The Bahamas is an island.
You see, we drove the car onto a boat.
Yeah, a ferry.
A ferry, yeah, and it took us to the Bahamas.
Yeah, you get, like, as a boat. Like, how do you think they get cars to the Bahamas?
Yeah, anyway? Yeah, there are cars on the Bahamas. How do you think they got there,
Yeah, the ferries and ships.
That would take days!
We didn't say how long it took.
Yeah, it was the multiple... I mean, let's...
Days?
Yeah, I mean, who gives a shit?
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, right.
Fucking hate that guy.
Yeah, he used to hop off our dick. Like, I mean, we didn't even film in the Bahamas.
No, it's Pensacola Beach, obviously.
Pointy, pointy, pointy! I'm so excited to go to Beyonce's birthday party today! I can't believe we were invited! There's gonna be so many celebrities there! Do you think she'll like her cookie cake?
Yeah.
What's wrong, Boynie?
Well, Karen, I just don't feel like going to an A-list celebrity birthday party today.
What, Boynie? You've been so excited ever since Beyonce invited you when you got her out of a speeding ticket.
I know, but I didn't realize her birthday was on the same day Steve Irwin died.
What?
Well, yeah, Karen, today's the day Steve Irwin was tragically taken from us by that goddamn stingray. Oh, I'm so upset.
Well, Boynie, the party will distract you.
No, it won't, Karen. How am I supposed to just sit there and eat cake and play pin the ring on the single lady when I know Steve Irwin was brutally impaled by a stingray on this day? How can people party on a day like this? It's like partying on 9/11.
But Boynie, you party on 9/11.
Yeah, okay. Well, they say never forget, not never party. Partying's the best way to remember.
Well, let's party to remember Steve Irwin.
Karen, are you sick in the head? That's my whole point. We can't party today. Today's a day of mourning. Karen, did you take a bite out of Beyonce's fucking cookie cake?
I took a little nibble to make sure it wasn't stale.
Okay, that's it. We're definitely not going now.
But Boynie, you told her you would go when she invited you on Facebook.
I said maybe because I wanted to be mysterious.
Oh, but Boynie, look, she hearted it.
Karen, there's going to be so many other celebrities there, she's not even going to know we're not there.
You're going to break her heart, Boynie.
Look, I'm just going to message Beyonce on Facebook and tell her I can't make it. Happy birthday, Beyonce. Sorry I can't make it to your party. There. And now she's calling me.
Boynie, answer it.
Hello, Beyonce. Happy birthday, Beyonce. What do you want, Beyonce?
Brooklyn guy, please tell me the message you sent me was a joke. You're still coming to my birthday party, right?
No, Beyonce, it's not a joke. I just can't make it to your birthday party. I really wanted to, but I can't. Maybe next year? Actually, probably not. Maybe not any year, unless it's on a different day.
So you have a problem with the day I was born?
Well, yeah, it's just a bad day. It's not you, it's the day. Actually, the whole month of September's bad. Like, 9/11 happened in September, and Hurricane Katrina, and, like, the Nazis invaded Poland and started World War II in September, I think. And Queen Elizabeth II died, you know? Yeah, there's a reason Green Day wanted to sleep through this month.
I don't give a stabbing stingray fuck that you don't like the month of September. You better show up to my birthday.
Okay, now that is not a common expression. That's it. I'm not coming to your birthday. Bye.
Wait, Boynie, we're not gonna go?
Did you hear her, Karen? She took a jab at Steve. That really stung. Fuck, now I'm doing it. God damn it. On the day of Steve's death, I'm so sorry, Steve. All right, I'm just going to go to work to get my mind off this.
Well, Boynie, can I still go?
No, Karen, she's not even going to care. Just stay here and eat the carrot. It's fucking carrot cake. Cookie cake. Karen, eat it. You already started. It's not carrot cake.
Hey, Danny, guess what? Did you know that this TV show came out on the exact day, month, and year that I was born?
That's really cool.
Tiz. Can we watch it?
We can watch it when we're done watching the news.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor?
No.
Oh, I'll just be here if you need me.
Well, what are you doing here? You're supposed to be at Beyonce's birthday party.
Yeah, I was, and I decided not to go.
Why'd you decide not to go? There's so many celebrities there. You gotta go.
Well, today's just a really sad day.
Why is today's
sad? Oh, hey, you know, the show actually came out on my birthday. I mean, not the actual year, but the same day.
Yeah, Jeffy was telling us, why is today sad?
Marvin, are you kidding me? Don't you know what day it is?
Hump day?
Fuck. Oh, Marvin, that is so unbelievably not funny.
Oh, it's Wednesday!
Thank you for the update.
Why is today sad? We don't know why.
Okay, we're gonna do charades. I'll explain. This is the first word.
Oh, you're working at a pizzeria and you're tossing the dough and making pizzas. It's very busy.
Marvin, I stopped because everything you said was wrong.
Oh, there's a fly in your face and you're trying to swat it away.
No.
You're a DJ and you're at a rave and, man, you're pumping up the jam.
No.
You're pumping.
You smell something really bad?
Mm-mm.
Ooh, you walked into a spider web and you're getting it off your face.
No.
Oh, you're in a sauna and it's really hot, so you're trying to breathe.
Oh, you're running from a zombie and you're looking back at it running after you and you're scared.
No, goddammit, Murphy, I'm swimming, okay? The first word is I'm swimming, okay?
Okay, swimming.
Okay, here's the second one.
You died?
How did I die?
You drowned.
Oh, someone shot you with a harpoon because they thought you were a shark.
That's close.
You swam 30 minutes after eating.
How is that close to being shot with a harpoon, Marvin?
I don't... You swallowed too much water, you have a tummy ache. You had a heart attack from swimming too much.
I'm fucking Steve Irwin, Marvin, that's what I'm doing. I'm fucking Steve Irwin.
Okay, that does not look like you're banging Steve Irwin.
No, I don't mean I'm literally... Marvin, it's charades. I am Steve Irwin.
Okay, let's play a different one because I didn't really get
No, no, we're not playing charades. I'm telling you why I'm sad today. Today is the day Steve Irwin died. Well, not actually today. It was like 18 years ago, but it's the same day.
That was today?
Yes, it's today.
Oh, well, that's sad.
Yes, it's very sad, Marvin. That's what I'm saying. Today is a tragic day.
Yeah, I mean, it was a long time ago, so I mean, it's kind of like move on a little bit.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It was a long time ago. Yeah, you're right, Marvin. I guess Pearl Harbor wasn't a big deal because it was a long time ago. Oh, and the Holocaust? What's that? That was a long time ago. I don't care about that. And slavery? That's just the cat's pajamas, Marvin. That's what you think, right? Because it was a long time ago?
No, I'm just saying it was so long ago, and I didn't know him, so I mean...
Oh, you didn't know him, so you lack empathy, huh? You're a psychopath? That's what you're telling me, Marvin?
No, it was sad when it happened. It's still sad, but people just don't really think about it that often. I didn't know today was that day. If I don't have it on my calendar, he died. Today.
Oh, how quickly we forget.
Marvin, look, the news!
Breaking news, MK! Beyonce's birthday party was ruined because one of the guests she invited didn't show up, and that made her cry. We have an important message from the president now.
Breaking news, America. Some broke-ass, ginger-headed, fuck-ass bitch ruined Beyonce's birthday party and made her cry. America's most hated person now ruined one of the happiest days in September. If you see his face, punch him and call him names. Thank you.
Oh, man, she told the president?
Oh, you made Beyonce cry!
Well, I didn't mean to make her cry. I just didn't want to celebrate on such a sad day. Ow! Fuck! Marvin!
Oh, Jeffy, don't hit him.
It's okay. He was just doing what the president told him.
Oh, well, I mean... You made Beyonce cry, and now people are going to want to punch you.
Well, look, if anybody tries to punch me, I will just explain why I didn't go to the party.
Did you explain to her why you didn't go?
Well, I didn't really get a chance. She made a very hurtful joke about Steve Irwin. At least, I think it was a joke. It was Stingray-related. It was either a joke or she just has very weird sayings. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll go get a beer out of your fridge. Ow!
Jeffy? Oh, I mean, the president told him. I guess you can do it.
The last beer. This is for you, Steve! Well, while I'm here, I might as well see if they have any snacks in the pantry.
What do you think you're doing going in my pantry?
Oh, hey, Chef Pee-Pee, I'm just looking for some snacks.
Oh, no. You don't deserve no snacks. You made Beyonce cry. You don't make the Queen Bee cry.
Oh, come on. I just didn't want to go to a party.
Nah, this is for the beehive. Ah, ah, I'm wanna high, bitch. Ah, ah, yeah, buzz, buzz, motherfucker, buzz, buzz.
What happened to you?
I just got my ass kicked for making Beyonce cry.
Well, you know that was going to happen. I mean, the president announced to the world that people need to punch you in the face.
Yeah, I know. Ow! God damn it, Marvin!
I'm just doing what the president told me to do.
I know. Okay, I guess I'm just going to have to go to the party.
You're actually going to go?
Yeah, I'm going to go get my wife.
He's going to get beat up by everyone.
Oh my God, Boyney, what happened to you?
I got beat up for making Beyonce cry.
Oh yeah, that's right!
Ow!
Sorry, Boyney, president's orders.
I know, it's okay. Listen, I think I decided to go to Beyonce's birthday party.
What? We're going to go?
Yeah, but I need you to put some makeup on my face so I don't look so beat up.
Okay, Boyney, can I also bring the cookie cake?
We ate goddamn half of it.
I was hungry, Boyney, because you said we weren't going.
Fuck it. Okay, bring it.
Ugh, kill me.
Boyney, aren't you sure this is Beyonce's birthday party?
There are balloons, Karen. It's definitely her house.
Hey, are you here for Beyonce's birthday party?
Yeah.
Okay, let me check the guest list. Let's see. Drake, Steve Harvey.
Right there, Brooklyn guy, plus one.
Hey, you're the guy who made her cry.
Yeah, that would be me.
You got a lot of nerve showing up here, bud. No one here likes you. Everyone hates you.
I know.
Well, we brought a cookie cake.
A half-eaten cookie cake.
You know what? Let me go ask her if she even wants you here. Stay put.
Karen, I want to leave.
No, Boynie, you're gonna make it right.
But he said everyone in there hates me.
All right, so Beyonce's in her room crying, so I didn't have a chance to ask her. So why don't you come inside, grab a snack, and sit by the pool and wait. And when she's done crying, she'll come out and talk to you.
Yeah, okay.
You're the reason she's crying.
I know.
Boynie, where should I put the cookie cake?
Probably next to her real cake, Karen. You know, I really thought Beyonce would have had a bigger cake.
Oh my god, Boynie, there's Drake standing over there.
Ooh, Drake, who gives a shit?
Oh, I think he's coming over.
Brooklyn guy, you're a dummy head, poopy pants, stinky butt head. I hate you for making Beyonce cry on her birthday. I hope you step on a crack and break your mama's back. Excuse me, I'm having to talk to a minor.
Why would he admit that?
Oh my god, Boynie, Drake just talked to you. Do you think he'll take a picture with me?
Are you under 18?
No.
Well, then probably not. I'm going to grab a red Solo cup and stand by the pool.
Boynie, do you think anyone would mind if I had some more of the cookie cake?
Karen, I don't think anybody wants any of your shitty cookie cake. Ugh, lame-ass party.
Oh, hey, Beyonce. I made it to your birthday.
What do you want, Brooklyn guy? You already ruined my birthday and made me cry all day.
Yeah, I'm really sorry about that. Listen, I just really want to explain why I didn't want to come earlier. You see, your birthday's also the same day Steve Irwin died, and I just can't celebrate on a day this sad.
Wait, you think I don't know about Steve Irwin dying on the same day as my birthday? I carry this framed picture of Steve everywhere I go because I love him so much. I don't celebrate my birthday on this day. I celebrate the life of Steve Irwin.
Oh my god, Beyonce, you do understand. Let's fucking party! Steve, 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 Steve!
So, guys, what do you want to do tonight?
Dude, you want to play Playtime?
Of course I want to play Playtime. You want to play Playtime, Cody?
Sorry, guys. I think I'm losing my voice. I don't think I can play Playtime today.
Oh, that's
I'm just yanking your crank, guys. Let's play Playtime.
Yeah!
Mom, where's Dad?
Oh, he's probably still in the bed with his bum ass. Junior, breakfast is ready.
I'm coming. I had to iron my suit and trim my mustache.
For what? You don't even have a job, idiot.
I have job interviews lined up today. Thanks for asking.
I believe it when I see it.
I just want some orange juice. The goddamn orange juice is expired!
What if I had a man with a job? I can afford some out the day orange juice!
Who buys expired orange juice?
I do, because the shit is cheaper!
Let's not argue about money in front of Sally.
You're right.
You guys do that a lot.
Oh, you want to know how much debt we're in, Sally? You want to know how much debt we're in? I bet the house at a casino, so now I owe $20,000 by the end of the week, and we're going to lose the house, and I owe $20 to Papa Murphy, oh, he's going to castrate me.
That seems impossible.
If he pulls hard enough, it'll come off.
Yeah, maybe it will.
Well, at least someone would finally be pulling on it.
Yeah, I only pull on things that make me money.
Well, how about you sell your body again? We can make $2.
I would, but I'm pregnant. Otherwise, I'd be walking up and down these streets having strangers all in my booty.
Let's not talk about this in front of Sally. It's very inappropriate.
Yeah, you're right.
So, Sally, tell us about school. How's your grades?
Well, I was going to wait to tell you guys, but I'm in Spanish honors.
What
the fuck did you just say?
Well, there's like normal Spanish, and then there's Spanish honors for people who are really good at it.
You've never spoke one goddamn word of Spanish since you came out of her puss.
Yeah, I have never heard a drop of Spanish. Say something in Spanish.
Yeah, say some Spanish honors for us.
Hola.
Come on! There, yeah, Spanish!
Even I've seen Lilo and Stitch, and I know hola means family.
Mm-hmm. Dad, that's aloha.
What's aloha?
It's Hawaiian.
Hey, Hawaii! You're speaking English! Hawaii is a U.S. state! So what do you mean you're speaking Hawaiian? We're speaking Hawaiian right now!
He doesn't know her states!
Yeah, name all 50 states. Start with Hawaii.
All of them?
Name them.
Okay, there's Hawaii.
Exactly! Hawaii is a U.S. state, so we're speaking Hawaiian right now!
Well, but that's a different language.
I'm speaking Florida right now. I'm speaking Alabama right now.
Yeah?
Speak some goddamn Spanish before I smack you upside your lopsided fucking alcoholism face.
Don't do it, baby.
I'm sorry, okay? Naranja means orange.
Oh.
The fuck did she just say?
That's, you know what? That's it. You're not going on your high school trip to Iran.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but Dad, we already did the paperwork and we paid for it and everything.
Nope, you're gonna miss that high school trip to Iran because no way you're speaking Iran right now.
Well, but what am I gonna tell my boyfriend Corbin Blue? We were supposed to go together.
I don't like him. He busts out song everywhere he goes. I don't want him in my life and I don't want him in yours. You're not going to Iran and that's final.
I hate you guys.
It's okay. She'll get over it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't... listen, I'm going to go to my job interview. What the fuck is on my plate, bitch?
It's a croissant and oranges. What the hell are you talking about?
You forgot to name one last thing on my plate. What is that?
Oh, shit. A cockroach.
I mean, you eat the first word, but I'm not eating a roach.
Well, look, if we had money for an exterminator, we wouldn't have had this problem, okay?
Call an exterminator, because ain't no way a goddamn cockroach is on my plate.
We'll get a damn job! Maybe we can afford one!
I'm going to get $20,000 by the end of the day, so you call an exterminator.
I would love to see that shit.
Welcome to PUPJ's Garbage Emporium. What makes you think you have what it takes to be a garbage man?
Well, I know trash really well because I've been married to a piece of trash for a couple years now.
Okay, cool, cool.
I don't shower every day, so I'm kind of stinky.
Okay, great. We love to see that here.
And I'm desperate for a job.
Okay, well, do you have your CDL?
I know my ABCs.
Okay, great. Yeah, you're hired.
What, I am? Okay, so what's the pay looking like?
About $50,000 a year.
Okay, I need a huge favor. Is there any way I can get $20,000 of that up front?
No, I can't do that.
Why not?
Well, I'm not going to give you $20,000 of your yearly salary before you even start. You're not a professional football player.
I promise. Look, what would you do if I worked really hard? Like, I picked up trash better than anyone's ever picked up trash before. At the end of the week, what could you give me?
Like $1,000.
Okay, I think I could do that. Wait a minute. There's 50-something weeks in a year. That's only $50,000 a year.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, come on, man. Whatever, fine, I'll do it. I need to start picking up trash.
Making my way downtown, picking up trash. It smells like ass so bad.
Hey, garbage dude, I got another one for you.
Sorry, bub, the truck is full. I have to get that next week.
What? Take my garbage, stink boy!
Hey, man, the truck is full. There's nothing I can do about it. And plus, you put your recyclables in the regular trash, so I should write you up.
Okay, I had a big party, all right? I had a lot of trash.
Oh, yeah, what party were you celebrating?
Labor Day.
Oh, what Labor Day? You don't even have a job.
Oh, a job? Like a garbage man?
Hey, I make $50,000 a year. That's more than a nurse, a cop, or a teacher.
That's actually a lot.
Yeah, I get paid a lot to carry your shit.
Hey, babe, who's at the door?
It's just some stupid, stinky garbage man.
All right, that's it. I'm not taking this trash. You can keep that.
Don't throw my trash at me, asshole!
Oh, yeah, what are you going to do about it, little bitch?
I'm going to beat you up!
Wait a minute. If he beats me up, I can get workers' comp, and I might get that $20,000 I need. Hey, bub, what's this trash bag and your girlfriend have in common? I've only had sex with one of them, your girlfriend.
What? Oh, that's it!
Oh! Oh! Call an ambulance! Oh! Call an ambulance, please! Oh, I got punched in the face! Oh! Oh, on the job, too!
Wee-woo! The ambulance is here!
Oh, God, not you. You slept with my wife. I'm in so much pain.
What seems to be the problem, mister?
I got punched in the face while on the job, so now I need workers' comp. Tell my boss.
You look okay.
I promise I'm not okay. I think I have brain damage. I don't think I'll ever be able to work a day in my life. Please just take me to the hospital and call my boss.
Okay, well, I'm gonna put you in the ambulance. Get in there, damn it.
Junior, I got a call that you got hurt on the job. Is that true?
Yes, boss, it's true. I got punched in the face while on the job, while I was in uniform, because the guy doesn't like garbage workers. So if I would have never had this job, I would have never gotten hurt. So now I need $20,000 in pain and suffering.
I guess I could do that, as long as the doctor can prove you actually got hurt.
Oh, I'm hurt. He just took an x-ray.
Hey, I'm back with your x-ray. You're totally fine.
Wait, so does that mean I have to pay him?
No, he's totally okay.
No, doctor, I am hurt. You better scan me again.
But too many x-rays will give you cancer.
I don't care. Scan me, and then I'll get cancer from being hurt on the job, and then he owes me more money.
Listen, Junior, I'm gonna have to fire you. You get in a fight on your first day. That's just not how my stink boys act.
Oh, I lost my job!
Well, we also got your hospital bill. That's $5,000 for the ambulance. And that's $5,000 for the x-ray.
I can't afford that. I'm $20,000 in debt, and now I have no job.
Sorry, bud.
Oh, my God. What am I going to do?
Just a second.
Oh, I got to fix myself up. Hope it's a big, sexy, strong man.
Hello?
Hola. You call Avocado Pest Control Services?
Yes, I did. But why are you avocado?
Because I bet you avocado don't want boss in your house.
Oh, you damn right. Come on in. Ooh, a foreign man.
Yeah, show me where the boss are.
Ooh, right this way, sexy. All the bugs are on my kitchen table.
Holy fucking shit, that's a fucked up bug. Die, bugs. Die. Die, bugs. Die. He's not working. It's time for the hammer. Die, bugs. Die. Die, bugs. Die. Die. Die.
Oh, my God. That is a real man.
I think I saw your butt problem.
Honey, I'm home.
Yeah, give me that Border Patrol penis.
You want more sour cream for your chalupa?
Oh, yeah, fill me up, Daddy.
Hop play!
That motherfucker hot, ain't it? Yeah, you dropping it, ain't it?
Blade, now you want some of this churro?
Oh, yeah, give me that churro.
What the hell is this? Sorry, baby. Oh, I didn't know you were coming home early. What the hell are you wearing?
I got a job as a garbage man, and I got fired. Who's this?
Oh, this is Juan. He's the pest control guy.
Hola, senor. I took care of your bugs, but I gave your wife crabs.
Oh, you...
See, he's a real man. Don't be mad. If you would have saw him with that sledgehammer, you would have did the same thing.
So you just have no standards now. You're just banging Mexicans.
No, he gets the job done. You would have got the job done. You would have got the poon.
Oh, you know what? That's it. I'm voting Trump.
This is like a Bama household. We agree on that.
No, we agree. When Trump got shot in the ear, that was sick.
Oh, I hate you.
Boo-hoo-hoo. Boo-hoo cry. Boo-hoo sad. Huh? Corbin Blue, what are you doing sneaking through my bedroom window?
I wanted to come see you before our class trip to Iran tomorrow.
My dad says I'm not allowed to go to Iran.
But it's supposed to be the trip of a lifetime.
I know, but I can't go.
And you were supposed to lose your fee card to me.
Oh, that shit's long gone, buddy.
Iran.
Oh, Corbin,
there's a place in the south called the Caspian Sea. When we fly there, yeah, we're gonna be in captivity.
Iran, there's a place in the south of the Caspian Sea. When we go there, yeah, we're gonna be in captivity.
What the hell is that thing? Is that Corbin Blue?
Yes, Dad, can I please go to Iran?
Oh, hell no, I told you no more Corbin Blue.
Dressed like a garbage man.
Oh, I got a job as a garbage man, but I got fired.
Garbage man! Garbage man!
Get the hell out of here!
Oh, Dad!
I'm tired of you breaking out in song! No more schools where you can break out in song!
But Dad!
No buts! who could that be at this time of night? Hello?
Oh, my money, you hoe!
Oh, I think it's right there. Just a second. Who could that be? Hello?
Ow! Where the fuck's my money?
Okay, there's no way I have 20 grand.
Oh, 20 grand! Where is it?
You're gonna kill me. Oh, there's no way I fucking have no money.
Can't do!
That can't be anyone else asking for money. Hello? Well, oh, fuck you. That happened today. You can't come for the money. You have to give me at least 30 days.
No.
Okay. Playtime. No more playtime.
What?
No more. Yo, you guys have committed too much with the bat. You hit me with my in the face, and I actually am actually hurt. This isn't even make-believe anymore.
Oh, okay.
No more playtime right now. I need some time to heal.
Oh, sorry.
Cody, I'm calling off playtime. Joseph. Call off play. Joseph, where are you at?
Hop play.
Joseph!
Oh, my bad, dude. We just really in the character.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
Guys, I had an idea, right? So I had all these plush versions of us made, so I thought we could make YouTube videos about our lives, right? And all the crazy adventures we go on, and we could upload them on YouTube.
That's the most embarrassing thing I've ever heard.
Dude, that's stupid as hell. We're not doing that.
But a lot of interesting stuff happens to us.
No one's gonna want to watch that, Cody.
Yeah, and how long are we supposed to do this for?
Yeah, we're gonna do that until we're 30?
Ugh, we're gonna be old and decrepit.
Yeah, you're right. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah, I'd probably have a daughter by then, and Joseph would probably have a son.
Yeah.
And one on the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know about you.
No, I don't think I'd have any.
Yeah, and what, you're going to do it for 18 years?
Oh, that is a really long time.
Yeah, no, get that stuff out of our face.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah.
We're going to be real adults, and we're going to watch SpongeBob.
Yeah. Oh, I love SpongeBob.
Squidward, I was watching TV, and a plane hit one of the Twin Towers.
Patrick, that happened 25 years ago, you nincompoop. What, do you live under a rock?
Yeah.
Well, keep watching your TV and the other tower might get hit.
Squidward, are you laughing at 9/11 again?
Meow. Oh, hey, Gary, want a cookie?
Patrick, that's not one of your weed cookies again, is it?
No, it's laced with PCP.
Oh,
SpongeBob, get your snail off of me.
Actually, Squidward, can you watch Gary for me? Okay, thanks.
Where are you going, SpongeBob?
I'm gonna go get some sandy cheeks.
Are you ready, kids? I can't hear you. We have a new SpongeBob meal at Burger King. Get yours today.
Guys, Burger King's doing a SpongeBob Goofy Goober box meal.
Guys, calm down. We did this last year with Wendy's, and it was really disappointing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about that, dude. That shit was trash. They better not do it again, or I swear to God, I'm going to burn Burger King down.
Yeah, there's no way Burger King will mess it up like Wendy's did, because Wendy's didn't even fucking try.
Right?
But Burger King, and then the commercial, guys, you saw it with your own eyes, right? It showed like a pineapple SpongeBob box, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Wendy's had a cool box last time, too.
No, they advertised a box, but they didn't give us a box.
They lied to us about our damn box.
Yeah, so we have to get Chef Pee-Pee to go to Burger King and get us three Goofy Goober SpongeBob meals.
Oh, yeah, because we can't miss out on this.
Yeah, we have to get it.
But, guys, what if it's disappointing again? You're going to be so mad.
Listen, if Chef Pee-Pee goes to Burger King and gets us the SpongeBob meals and it shows up with regular brown paper bags, I swear to God, I'm gonna do something bad. I'm going to end up on every bad list in the world. Like, every bad list.
Every bad list.
I'm talking the no-fly list, the naughty list, Epstein's list, everything.
Wait, hold on. What was that last one?
Chef Pee-Pee, get in here!
No. What was that last one?
What do you want, Junior? I can't even wear my ass in peace.
Well, Burger King's doing a SpongeBob Goofy Goober box meal, and I was wondering if you can get three of them for us.
Hell no! No! Oh, you got life f***ed up. I'm not doing this shit again. Last time I tried to help you get a goofy-ass Goober meal, you got mad at me because it was in a paper bag or some shit, and you started whining and crying after I tried to help you out. No, we're not doing this again.
But we really want the Goofy Goober.
I don't give a f*** about what you want. I don't give a care if it was Chick-fil-A special. No, we're not getting that shit.
But it's a Goofy Goober box meal, and Burger King on the commercial. Hey, right, Cody? It showed the box.
Yeah, it did. I don't care about a box. It could have been a damn triangle. I don't want it. I don't want to get it. We're not doing it.
But, Chef, how about this? What if I ride with you and I do all the talking? You just have to take me there.
It's fine. If you do a lot of talking, because I'm not talking to the ugly ass in
there. Yeah. Well, guys, I'm going to go try to get the Burger King Goofy Goober box meal, okay? I'll be back, Cody.
What was that? Why did you do that?
Guys, goober as f***.
Goober as f***.
Goobered out with this one.
Oh, they really did. I mean, look what Burger King did. They went all out. Look, it's SpongeBob's pineapple as the box. Right? That's how you get your food. And even if they didn't do that, look at the brown bag. Look at that. Look at that. SpongeBob on that bitch.
Oh, yeah. They got their bases covered.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Went over the top with this one, dude.
Shut the shit out the door. Fucking open.
Oh, stop. No way, the door opened.
No way.
Oh, they did it. Burger King, you did it. Yeah. You did that shit. Wendy's.
Step your f***ing game up.
Yeah, Wendy's, go out of business, you stupid redhead.
Get it together.
Yeah, Wendy's is stupid. Oh, look at this. Look, they got a SpongeBob crown.
What? They knew we were kings.
Oh, open that shit. Open that shit.
Guys, no f***ing way.
What?
Oh!
That shit.
In the treasure chest?
Oh, Krusty Krab chicken nuggets.
Cheesy bacon tots.
Oh, stop. No. It looks like the Krusty Krab.
It does.
Oh my God, they did it.
What is this?
It's more?
The Whopper?
It's a f***ing Hershey.
It's yellow!
F***ing yellow!
Oh, I got Krabby Patty!
And it's yellow!
Oh! Oh, Burger King, how'd you do it? That's yellow, like a Krabby Patty. The bun is yellow.
They ran our minds, dude.
They are just spitting right in the face of Wendy's.
Yeah. Look at that. Brown paper bag, Pumbaa. Brown paper bag, Captain D's. What is that?
That's the Flying Dutchman.
Flying Dutchman on that bitch. Look. Oh my God, pineapple box. SpongeBob's house. The door opens.
Ow.
The door opens.
Yeah, boy.
You can go inside. You can live in that bitch. If you have a gerbil, if you have a hamster, you can live in that.
Who lives in a SpongeBob under the sea? I do.
Yeah, or your pet gerbil.
Or my gerbil.
Oh, my God. Guys. Oh, dream come true.
I know.
How'd they do this shit? Wendy's couldn't even put it on a bag. And Burger King said, you know what? Hold my crown.
Yeah.
All
out on the ass.
Yeah, Burger King. Burger King, you did it. Burger King, you did it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no toy.
Oh.
Yeah, there is no toy, but like, you know what?
The box is the toy.
Yeah, who needs a toy?
Yeah.
Who needs a toy? But, you know, Burger King, oh, God, Burger King did it. They did it.
They gave me a hard one with that.
Everyone, like, open up your shit. That's all eat.
Yeah, totally.
That's all eat. Oh my, and the crowns. Oh. The crowns.
What? They could have just did the crowns.
Yeah.
Look at this shit.
Patrick's Starberry Shortcake Pie.
Patrick's Starberry Shortcake?
Starberry Shortcake.
Oh!
Come on.
Wait a minute. Guys, I forgot the f***ing milkshake.
Milkshake?
No way, dude.
Moo! Milkshake is shit.
What? Dude, what the hell is this?
Is this pineapple?
I think so. Take a sip.
It's pineapple.
Uh-huh.
No way.
The only thing I'm gonna complain about, though, is there's no SpongeBob on the cup.
Junior, don't be greedy.
Yeah, come on, dude.
I know.
They're giving us everything.
I know.
It's yellow. You know who that is.
Yeah, I know who it is. I mean, they literally went all out. I mean, it's just so f***ing tear.
I'm sipping on SpongeBob, nigga.
Oh, they did it. Oh, my God. All right, guys, let's dig in and let's eat. Who lived in a SpongeBob under the sea?
Man, I'm just so rich and bored. There's nothing to do right now. I'll just watch some Tom and Jerry. Yeah, stupid mouse. You better run. You better run, stupid mouse.
We have a new SpongeBob meal at Burger King. Get yours today.
Burger King got a SpongeBob meal before me? Before me? No, maybe I'm just hallucinating because of the medicine and the alcohol. I'm gonna call Steve. Let me call Steve.
Hey, Ronald.
Steve, baby. How you doing, Steve?
Okay, how are you?
I'm great, Steve. You know, since I started my anxiety medication with alcohol, nothing really gets under my skin anymore.
Yeah, you are a lot calmer.
Yeah. So, tell me why I'm watching Tom and Jerry. You've seen Tom and Jerry, right?
The one with the mouse and the cat?
Yeah! That crap's hilarious! Oh, they just keep chasing and running! So you've seen it?
Yes.
Okay. You ever think he's gonna catch that mouse?
I don't know, Rumble.
God, I hope he does. Actually, no. I take it back. I hope he doesn't catch the mouse, because then the show would end. I really think they're friends behind the scenes, you know?
It is a good show, Ronald.
So tell me why I'm watching Tom and Jerry, and a commercial comes on for Burger King. And they got a SpongeBob meal, Steve. Now, Steve, refresh my memory. I believe the last time someone had a SpongeBob meal and they screwed it up, I said, next time, come to McDaddy, and McDaddy will make sure it's done right. Now, refresh my memory, Steve. Did that happen? How long ago was that?
That was about a year ago.
Oh, so it did happen. So I'm not hallucinating.
No, that did happen.
So, Steve, tell me why that Burger King got the SpongeBob meal, and I did it.
Well, they didn't offer it to us, Ronald.
I don't give a crap, Steve! Everyone wants the McJohnson! Everyone wants the McD! They should have come crawling to me!
I'm sorry, Ronald.
You're not sorry, Steve! If you were sorry, you would have gotten me the SpongeBob meal! Steve, you're not doing your job! You're fired!
But, Ronald!
I don't care, Steve! You're not doing your job right, Steve! You're fired! Yeah. Steve! I'll call you in the morning, baby. You know what they say? You want something done right? You gotta do it yourself! After Tom and Jerry. Run!
So, Wendy, what do you think of my SpongeBob meal?
You know, it's really nice.
Better than yours.
Yes.
Do you like the box? It looks like Robert's house.
Yeah, actually, I really like the door. That's kind of cool.
Yes, eat your yellow burger.
Oof.
Hey! Wow! That is really nice. I love this.
Ronald, what are you doing here?
I came to congratulate you, because you did such a great job on this SpongeBob meal. And I was watching Tom and Jerry. Great show, but this commercial came on, and I said, I gotta go talk to the Burger King and let him know that he won. I couldn't have done it better. You win. Put it in.
Really?
Yeah. You really thought that I would think this is better than me? If McDaddy would have done it? it would have been done right. I had 43,000 locations. People would have been stacked trying to get a Spongebob meal from McDonald's.
Ronald, what are you doing here? What do you want?
Do you hear that? I swear, there's something really annoying in my ear. I can't hear anything.
Real mature, Ronald.
There it goes again. It must be my tinnitus or something. So anyway, 43,000 locations, right? You know how many you have?
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. I'll answer for you. 19,000!
How many do I have?
7,000. But let me check out your meal. You know, oh, wow. That tastes very pineapple.
Yes,
you know, let me just test drive all the rest of the stuff, you know. We got a pie, crappy burger.
Yellow.
Ooh, I like this. I don't know what's in it. I hope the box is edible. Where is it, though?
What are you looking for?
That toy! Why is there no toy in your SpongeBob meal? Me? If I would have done it, Mr. Squiddy, SpongeBob, Krabby McRibs, Plankton, shoot. Oh, she's driving my patience right now. You really need to get your walls inspected for vermin, because it's just throwing me off. Every time I try to say something, I just get thrown off track by the most annoying pieces. I'm gonna calm down. If I would have done it, it would have had toys. It would have had all of them. Collect them all. People would have been going to every location to get every single toy. I say we settle this the old-fashioned way, okay? I can't cuss in this video. So I say we throw up a fist of cuffs. Am I right? We tussle a little bit. You know what I'm saying? If I win, we get the SpongeBob meal. And if you win, you can have one of my 43,000 locations. That one location? Work at least 19,000 Burger Kings. It'll outsell all of them. What do you say?
Very well.
I was hoping you'd say that. Hey, listen, before we start, I'm gonna give you a free shot, okay? Put it right there, as hard as you can. Don't hold back. I almost felt that.
Well, looks like Burger King wins.
Excuse me, Father. I don't know if it is of concern or if we should call an ambulance, but I palpated a hardened lump behind my testicles. Could it be a hardened shit hanging out of my anus?
Could be.
Or could it be something of cancerous nature?
Maybe it's something we should look into.
Marvin, 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 you got a letter in the mail.
From who?
It says, to Marvin from a me.
Why would you write me a letter?
I didn't.
You said it was from you.
No, it's from a me.
Yeah, it's from you. Why would you write me a letter? Why wouldn't you just tell me what you had to say?
No, it's not from you. It's from me. You know what? I'm just going to open it.
Right there,
it says, Dear Marvin, it's a me, Lewis. I'm a coming out to visit you all the way from a Brooklyn. I have a so a many stories to a tell you. Can't a wait to see you, Lewis, you're a brother.
Oh my God, my twin brother Lewis is coming to visit me.
Wait, you have a twin brother named Lewis?
Uh-huh.
Marvin, how have we been married this long and I didn't know you had a twin brother? Jeffy has an uncle. I have a brother-in-law.
Last time I had an uncle, he made me blow leaves in your front yard. His dog's name was Leaves.
The reason
he recorded it.
The reason why I didn't tell you about my twin brother, Lewis, is because he's way more successful than me. He has 3 mansions.
Wow, what does he do to have all that money?
Well, he was a Ghostbuster, I think.
Oh, my gosh, he sounds amazing.
No, he's not amazing. The only cool thing he can do is jump really high.
Oh, well, that's pretty cool.
When's he coming to visit?
It says, P.S. be there Saturday.
What day is it?
Saturday.
Ah! He's coming today? Oh, my God, I don't want him to think that I'm just some guy who sits on the couch all day with his shirt and tie and his shoes on.
Mm-hmm. Marvin, there's a way to fix that.
You're right. I could wear a costume and make it look like I'm very successful and then lie to him.
That's not what I meant!
Thanks, baby!
Okay, I'm ready.
Marvin, what are you wearing?
My two jobs. I'm a doctor and an astronaut.
Why are you holding your stethoscope and a fake $100 bill?
Because since I'm an astronaut, my stethoscope can't fit around my neck, and the $100 bill to show that I'm rich.
Marvin, you look ridiculous.
No, I look rich and successful.
Wait, Danny, you're a doctor? Then you can take a look at the lump hanging out of my ass.
I'm not a real doctor, Jeffy.
Oh, so you're lying.
Yes, he is. He's in a costume.
Oh, it's Halloween? I'm gonna go get my costume on.
What? No, Jeffy, don't put a costume. Oh.
Look what you did.
What, look what I did. Maybe drop my fake $100 bill.
Oh, so sorry.
Would you like to wear a costume so you look successful?
Excuse me? I am fine with who I am.
But maybe he's gonna look at me as an astronaut doctor, so maybe you could, like, put some, like, a bikini on and, like, hold a margarita or something.
No.
Oh, my God. That's it. Can you answer the door and just tell him, like, I'm on my way back from space?
No.
Okay, fine. I'll tell him. Like that.
You forgot your fake $100 bill.
Okay, Marvin, you got this. Hello?
Marvin, my brother, it's me, Lewis.
Hi, Lewis. Sorry it took me so long to answer the door. I was too busy doing some doctor's appointments up in space because I'm an astronaut doctor.
Oh, wow, you sound so successful. You know, Marvin, I haven't seen you in years. Since the last time when we played tennis, or the last time when we played the golf, or the last time we raced the golf cart, or the last time we raced that blue hedgehog in the Olympics.
Yeah, we did do all those things, but now I'm just too busy because I'm too busy being an astronaut that's super rich making money.
Well, that's very good. Marvin, whatever happened to that girlfriend you had? You called her like a princess, a plum, or like a princess, apricot.
Oh, yeah, that's my ex. She cheated on me. She wore pink all the time. But my new wife, I met her up in space. She was an astronaut, too.
Oh, well, that sounds like a match made in heaven.
Would you like to meet her?
I can't wait to meet her. Let's go. It's Louis time.
Oh, Marvin, did you change your costume? What are you supposed to be, like a leprechaun or something?
What?
Oh, baby, I see you met my twin brother, Lewis. He went up the stairs really fast because he can jump really high.
That's a two. Watch.
Oh, wow, that's impressive.
Okay, don't be too impressed. That's the only thing you can do. He's scared of everything else.
Hi, I'm retarded.
What, Jeffy?
Marvin, who's this?
I'm Elmo. Tickle my tits.
Okay.
Stop bothering him, Jeffy.
Marvin, who is this grown man in the Elmo costume in your house?
That's our son.
Your son is this grown man in an Elmo costume?
Yeah, I'm retarded.
We adopted him from a family in need. Their trailer burned down in a fire. We were trying to be nice. And I'm an astronaut doctor, so I help the community. He's one of my patients. Knock it out, Jeffy!
You wouldn't happen to be a doctor by chance, because I have this rather large hemorrhoid protruding from my anus, and it's sort of a pain in my ass.
No, but my brother, Marvin. He used to have a game named after him called Dr. Marvin.
Oh, no, he's not a real doctor. That's just his Halloween costume.
So, Lewis, how was your flight here?
Oh, I didn't fly. I took the pipes.
My finger paint was poop.
Hey. As your lawyer, I'm going to have to butt in here because you guys are getting dangerously close to saying some stuff you're not allowed to say. You're on thin ice here, okay? His name being Lewis, that's funny. Him wearing green, that's funny. Him being able to jump high, that's funny. You guys playing tennis, you guys riding go-karts together, that's fine because that's things normal people do. But his voice, that's kind of borderline. And him coming here on a pipe, I think that's where I draw the line because people don't do that outside the thing we're not allowed to talk about.
I used to do a crack.
Okay, what, you came here through a crack pipe? That doesn't make any sense. I think you came here on a plane.
Okay, well, I flew here with a yellow cape.
Okay, I don't know enough about the games, but I don't think so. I think plane is better.
It turned me into a tanuki.
No. That is a real animal, but no, that's too close to the thing we're not allowed to talk about. Let's just stick with you came here in a plane. Okay, so I'm gonna just listen to you guys talk, and every time you say something borderline, I'm gonna blow this air horn. Go ahead.
So how's your wife doing?
Oh, Princess Daisy! Princess the Sunflower is doing great. She takes care of the whole kingdom. And a bunch of eggs are hatching from all the yosh. From all the green dinosaurs.
Do they have to be green?
They can be any color. Mm. They eat apples. Mm. They say their name.
Okay, dinosaurs don't talk.
So, is there anything you'd like to eat? Are you hungry?
Ooh, I would love some mushrooms.
Well, they don't own a food, so yeah, you can eat mushrooms.
Red mushrooms with a white polka dot.
Okay, now that is a real kind of mushroom, but I'm pretty sure those are poisonous, so you're definitely not eating them.
The ones with the smiley faces on them.
Absolutely not. What is wrong with you?
I want to eat the glowing flowers that are giving me powers.
No, why would that be okay?
Green mushrooms with the white polka dots and the smiley faces.
Pizza. You like pizza. That's what you're gonna eat. Marvin, order this man a pizza.
Okay, I'll get a pizza.
Hey, I changed my outfit into a Ninja Turtle because I'm retarded, and also I have a turd hanging out of my ass.
No, stop it. Normal people don't do this. People named Lewis do not jump on turtles.
All right, here's your mushroom pizza. Thank you. Thanks. I don't know why I'm saying thank you. You're not. Fucking do it.
I'm doing it.
Here's your mushroom pizza, extra mushrooms.
But Marvin, none of these mushrooms are green or red with a polka dots, and there's no smiley faces.
Yeah, that's right, because they're normal mushrooms, which is what normal people eat.
You know, the blue mushrooms make you very small, mini, if you will.
No, they fucking don't.
So, Lewis, while you're here, what would you like to go do?
Maybe we can go to the mall and get the hats that match the color of our shirts with our initials on them.
I think that's a terrible idea. You should not do that.
Maybe we could go clothes shopping for matching overalls.
No, I think you look just fine the way you are.
Okay. Well, maybe we can go to an art museum, jump into the paintings, and go to a new world.
God damn it. No, that doesn't exist.
Well, how about we go to Hawaii, buy some hoses, and clean up all the goop?
The goop in Hawaii? Okay, you're starting to fucking piss me off.
Marvin, whatever happened to our evil clones? Marvin and Wah-Lewis.
Take a fucking walk. Go. Get out of here. Marvin, I need to talk to you about him.
What?
He is a goddamn liability. We are on our fourth channel, Marvin. I don't think we're going to survive a fifth. They're already calling me Pumpkin Guy, Marvin. God knows what they're going to call me next time around. I can't take it. I genuinely cannot take doing that again, Marvin. Please, please, talk some sense into him.
Okay, I will. Maybe he's going a little too far.
Yes.
Okay, so I talked to Lewis, and he feels really bad.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Marvin. I felt really bad, so I brought my vacuum so I could clean up the whole place.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you so much.
You know, Marvin, I used to use this vacuum for my Ghostbuster job.
No, you didn't, because that's not a real job.
Oh, yeah, I say that to my three games.
Three games? About sucking... see that, Marvin? Right there? That's our ass is what that is. He just crossed the line. What's that I smell? Oh, that's the ink on the cease and desist letter being printed as we speak.
Boo. Cocky.
Ah!
Wait, are you trying to check me through the sheets like my last uncle?
No, god damn it, Marvin! Well, there it is. He fucked us. He just fucked us right there. They have all the evidence they need in one big heaping pile of shit so they can sue us to death, Marvin! There you go.
Okay,
stop him.
Okay, I'll talk. Lewis. Hey, Lewis, buddy.
Yes?
Listen, you gotta stop with all these references. You're gonna get us in trouble, and you just gotta go.
Marvin, what happened to your doctor and astronaut uniform?
Oh, well, I took it off when I got the pizza because... You know, how am I going to eat with my astronaut costume? I mean, I haven't ate all day. I was too busy in space and my doctor's appointments because I'm an astronaut doctor.
Wait, no. I am a doctor and an astronaut. You don't do shit. You just sit on your ass all day on your couch with your shoes on like you're going somewhere.
Marvin, is it true? Are you a loser?
Yes.
Make literally any other noise, please.
I just know you're so cool with your three games and...
Games, Marvin, games.
And your mansion, and you suck the jewelry and all the diamonds out of the furniture.
We're fucked.
And I just know that you probably think that I should be more successful because all the games have my name on it.
Stop saying games! You don't have games, you're Marvin.
Yeah, and so I just didn't want to be player two.
Fucking come on, man.
And I just... Will you ever forgive me?
Marvin, you are my brother! I forgive you.
You all want to just get together and play a game of Marvin Party?
Oh, fuck it, Marvin. That's the last straw. Been nice knowing you. Pack it up, everybody, because they're going to shut us down. So get ready for that. Hey, if you haven't already, hit the subscribe button. Maybe we can hit 10 million before they finally shut us down for good. Fuck it. Fuck, we're done.
Don't say that, Pumpkin Guy.
Dude, this is the best slide ever.
Okay, I'm about to slide down it.
Do it, Junior. Hey, guys, can I go down the slide?
I don't know how you would. You're in a wheelchair.
Junior.
I'm just being honest. There's no ramp for him to get up here.
Well, you guys can pick me up and push me down the slide.
Pick you up? I'm not the world's strongest man. I can't pick up your wheelchair.
Junior.
I'm being honest. That wheelchair probably weighs like 300 pounds. Look, if God wanted you to play on this jungle gym, he wouldn't have put you in a wheelchair.
Junior, why are you being so mean?
I'm not being mean. I'm just being real. Look, you can watch me go down the slide. Oh, my God, my leg! My leg!
Asshole.
Oh, my God! Ow.
Well, kid, it looks like you broke your leg from falling on the playground, so I recommend you stay in this wheelchair for a few weeks.
I don't want to be in a dumb wheelchair.
Hey, it's not all bad. You know, you can have people push you around. You can go down hills really fast. Hey, you're like a transformer.
Autobots, roll out.
You know that noise?
This is dumb!
Cheer up, kid.
Guys, I don't want to be in this stupid wheelchair.
Well, Junior, this is karma for you making fun of that kid in the wheelchair on the playground.
What's karma?
It's the stuff that go on apples, dude.
I'm not a karma apple, Cody.
But no, that's caramel.
Then what's karma?
Karma is when you get...
Oh, it's chapstick.
Oh, dude, my lips are so chapped.
Wait, no, that's Carmex.
Then what's karma?
Karma is...
Oh, it's when you buy cars online.
No, that's Carmex.
Then what's karma?
I would tell you if you stopped interrupting me. Karma is when...
Oh, karma's that girl with the big boobies. Karma Electra.
Yeah, she's hot.
Wait, no, that's Carmen Electra.
Then what's karma, Cody?
Karma is when you...
Oh, it's when an Italian guy says, get in the car, Ma!
Get in the car, Ma!
Get in the car, Ma!
Shut the hell up! Everybody shut up! No, karma is when you get what you deserve. So if you do something good happens to you. And when you do something bad happens to you. So by making fun of that kid in the wheelchair, you ended up in a wheelchair.
So you're saying if I make fun of your glasses, I'm gonna get glasses?
Well, if something happens to your eyes, yes, that would be karma.
Oh, I'm about to roast this man.
Don't do it, dude.
Oh, I'm about to roast this boy.
Don't
Hold
do
on.
It.
Boy! Simon from Alvin the Chipmunks looking at.
Ooh.
Dexter's Laboratory looking at.
Don't do it!
Edna from Incredibles looking at.
He on a roll.
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone looking at. Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets looking at. Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban looking at. Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire looking at. Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix looking at. Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince looking at. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1 looking at. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2 looking at. Is that all the Harry Potter movies?
I think it's one more, is it?
No.
Harry Potter looking at.
Just said Harry Potter.
But yeah, you have to wear your 3D glasses in the real world to see 3D looking ass. Coke bottle glasses.
Okay.
Four eyes. See, I'm not blind, Cody.
Well, you know, karma doesn't happen every time.
Hey, guys, want to play with my Nerf gun?
Yeah, that'd be fun. No! My eye! My eye! He shot me in the eye!
Well, kid, that Nerf bullet really messed up your eye, so you're going to have to wear these glasses for a while.
I don't want to be a four-eyed nerd.
See, Junior? Karma.
Well, Doctor, is karma a real thing?
Yeah, I think so. One time I was in a parking lot and I backed into this car and drove off, and now whenever I drive, people hit my car and drive off, so that'd be karma.
Well, this is just dumb, because I made fun of a kid in a wheelchair, now I'm in a wheelchair. I made fun of his dumb glasses, now I have glasses.
Well, yeah, that sounds like karma. I'd stop making fun of people if I were you.
See, Junior, have you learned your lesson?
No, because everything was just a coincidence, because Jeffy is the one that shot me in the eye. I didn't do that to myself, so I think everything's just a coincidence.
So you're just going to keep making fun of people?
Yeah, you know, I'll make fun of your dumb, stupid pimple to see if I get pimples. So, pizza face.
Ooh!
Braille face.
He owned one.
Helen Keller could read your face because your face is bumpy from all the pimples. what's it called when the stars make shapes in the sky?
Constellation.
Constellation pimple face.
Flame!
I could connect the dots with the pimples on your face. Face. See, Cody, look, I don't have any pimples on my face.
Well, actually, I think I see one.
Where?
Right there on the side of your face.
Well, it's been there.
Oh, dude, that was not there earlier.
Wait, so you're saying I got a pimple on my face for making fun of your pimples?
Yes, Junior, I told you, karma's real.
No, it's not. That must be my pizza I ordered earlier.
Wait, you ordered pizza?
Yeah, I did, so wheel me there. Wheel me downstairs.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, I have your pizza here.
Cody, hear how he talked. He talked to the lisp. He said, I have your pizza here.
Junior, don't make fun of his lisp.
It's just weird.
Ooh, and be really careful because it's really, really hot. It just came out of the oven.
I can't understand a single word he's saying with his lisp. Hey, say it, don't spray it, skunk mouth.
Good one!
Joseph, grab the pizza.
Okay, dude.
And here's the money.
Ooh, thanks. Do I get a tip?
Use mouthwash.
Oh. You're not going to tip him, Junior?
No, take me inside, go! Okay, Cody, feed me a piece of pizza.
Junior, you were really mean to that pizza guy.
How?
You made fun of his lisp and you didn't tip him.
I shouldn't have to tip him, Cody. He's already paid to deliver pizzas. It's his job.
Well, he gets most of his money from tips.
Well, if he wants to make more money, he should get a different job.
Well, you still made fun of his lisp.
Because he was talking weird and he spit all over me while he was talking. Just hurry up and feed me a piece of pizza.
Okay, fine. Here comes the choo-choo train, but be careful, it's hot.
Just hurry up and put it in my mouth.
That's what I said.
Oh, it's hot! Oh, it burnt my mouth! It burnt my mouth!
Junior, I told you it was hot.
I burnt my tongue! I burnt my tongue!
Oh, dude, you have a lisp!
What?
Yeah, Junior, it's karma. You have a lisp because you made fun of his lisp.
No, it's bullshit! No. I burnt my mouth by eating pizza. It's not karma. You told me it was hot, I just didn't listen. That's not karma. Also, I didn't tip him. Where's my karma for that?
Well, I don't know.
Junior! You ordered pizza and didn't tell me!
I didn't think you wanted pizza, Dad!
Of course I want pizza, stupid! Oh, now you're grounded! That means no allowance! Give me that pizza!
Well, no, Dad, that's my pizza! I'm hungry! Oh, he took my allowance!
Haha, Junior, see, that's karma for not tipping the pizza man. Now you lost your allowance.
Okay, Cody, this whole karma thing is stupid. Okay, look, how do I get rid of the karma?
Well, there is such a thing as good karma, so if you do good things, then good things will happen to you.
So if I go give homeless people money, my dad will give my allowance back?
Maybe.
Okay, can I borrow some money?
But why?
Because I want to give money to the homeless people.
But that would be me doing something nice, not you.
No, it'd be me doing something nice because I borrowed the money from you and I gave the money to the homeless people.
But how are you going to pay me back if you don't have any allowance?
Because my dad will give my allowance back when I do nice things to homeless people. Just give me some money, you big, fat, ugly, four-eyed freak.
Okay, fine. Here's a $5.
All right, let's go get to a homeless person. Hey, bum, here's $5.
But, Junior, it doesn't count if you're still mean. I'm going to buy more beer.
See, look, he's happy. I did something nice. Let's go. All right, Cody, if karma works the way you say it does, my dad should come back in here and give me my allowance back since I gave that homeless person money.
I said maybe.
Dad, can you get in here?
What do you want, Junior?
Can I have my allowance back?
No, you can't have your allowance back. You didn't think about me when you ordered that delicious pizza. No!
Cody, it didn't work!
Well, maybe it didn't work because you were being selfish.
Karma does not know I was being selfish.
Yes, it does, and you still owe me $5 because you gave my $5 to the homeless guy. So how are you going to pay me back?
Oh, I know how I'm going to pay you back. The homeless guy said to give it back to me.
Junior, where are you going?
I got $5.
Give me back my $5, you bum! Don't do it! Don't do it!
Well, Junior, you just beat up a homeless guy for $5. I don't think karma's going to like that.
What's karma going to do? Take my house from me and make me homeless?
Well, I don't think it'd do anything that crazy.
I'm going to go downstairs and ask Chevy to make me something to eat since my pizza was taken from me. Can you wheel me downstairs, peasant?
Junior, I'm not going to let you talk to me that way. Okay, that was pretty hot. Come on.
Be careful, Cody. The stairs are coming up.
Hold on, Junior. I have to go pee.
Just wait till we get downstairs.
Look, when I gotta go, I gotta go. Short pee and short stream.
What?
Just wait.
I can just do this myself.
I think you should wait for Cody, dude.
Can you just help me, Joseph?
No, dude. I'm at your help. What you gonna do? Call me boy next?
I'll just do it myself.
Dude, are you okay? That was a pretty harsh fall.
It's okay. I only fell halfway up the stairs. I can walk the rest of the way.
Dude, are you okay?
Wait, what happened to Junior?
He thought he could do it himself, and then he fell down the stairs.
Junior, I said wait.
Cody, this is all your fault.
Junior, this is karma for you trying to beat up the homeless guy.
No, this is not karma. You didn't help me down the stairs.
Well, I had to pee. You could have just waited.
Just put me back in my wheelchair and take me to Chef Pee-Pee, you four-eyed freak.
Fine.
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee, can you make me something to eat?
Not right now, Junior. I'm trying to boil peanuts.
Why are you making boiled peanuts in a frying pan? You're supposed to use a pot.
Look, smartass, if you want to boil the peanuts yourself, you can.
Chef Pee-Pee, don't get mad at Cody. He knows how to boil peanuts because his mom's a fat elephant.
Sick burn, Junior.
Hey, Chef Pee-Pee, can I have one of those peanuts before you boil them?
Sure, Junior.
Okay, let me just...
Wow, kid. I think you're going to be dead by the end of the day if you don't calm down.
Yeah, Junior, karma gets you really bad.
What'd I do to deserve my face getting burned off?
Well, you called my mom an elephant, which was a sick burn, so now you have a sick burn on your face.
That's complete bullcrap, Cody. I was reaching for the peanuts and I fell out of my wheelchair and landed on the stove. It was my fault, not karma.
I don't know, kid. I think your friend might be right.
Are you going bald?
What?
Are you going bald?
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm going bald in the front and back, so what?
Wait, aren't you a little too young to be going bald? I thought you go bald at like 80 years old.
Okay, you know what? That's it. You're going to get what's coming to you.
And Poobie, why are you bald?
You little asshole. That's it. Me and Brooklyn Guy are out of here.
Oh, wow. They just left.
Great job, Junior. You made Poobie leave. Wait, what's this white stuff in your hair?
Well, I have white stuff in my hair?
Oh, no. Junior, I think you have lice.
What, rice?
No, lice.
What, rice? You eat it with butter. It's delicious.
What, no, Junior. Lice is little bugs that live in your hair.
I have bugs in my hair. Call the doctor.
Doctor, get back here. Hey, what's up?
He says I have bugs in my hair.
Oh, no, kid. You have lice.
So not rice?
No, no. That's delicious. You eat it with butter. Lice is little bugs that live in your hair.
Well, get them out. How do you get them out?
I have to shave your whole head.
Well, shave my head. Shave my head.
Okay. All right, kid. I shaved your whole head. So now you're bald, like me and Poobie. So suck that. Yes, yeah, suck it. All right, kid, I'm out of here.
All right, Cody, I believe you. Karma's real.
Really?
Yeah, karma's real. Everything you said, when you do bad stuff happens to you. I just want to reverse it. What do I do?
Well, maybe if you do something genuinely nice, things will get better.
Okay, I'm going to try it.
I believe in you, dude. You can do it.
Okay, I'm going to start with you, Cody. Cody?
Yeah?
You're not the ugliest person I've ever seen.
Okay, that's a start, dude.
Yeah, that's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
Wait a minute. My leg, it feels better. I can stand up!
Look at God!
Yeah, keep going, Junior.
Okay, Cody, if you were the last person on Earth, I'd be your friend.
Well, okay, that's kind of nice, I guess.
Well, my eye! It feels better! Let me take these glasses off! Guys, my eyes work now!
Hallelujah!
Oh, Cody, this is working, this is working.
Okay, keep going, Junior.
Okay, Cody, if we were picking teams for dodgeball at school,
I would pick you second to last.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's good.
Wait, hold on. My pimple. It feels like it came off.
Hercules! Hercules! Hercules!
I don't have acne anymore.
Okay. Come on, Junior.
Okay, how do I get rid of the burns on my face and my hair back?
Dude, you gotta get the ultimate compliment.
I can't do it, Joseph.
Dude, you have to do it.
I don't think I could do it.
You know what you have to say.
Okay, I will do it to have my life back to normal. Cody, your mom is not fat.
Come on, you can do it.
Oh, your mom is not fat.
She's not what, Junior?
She's not fabulous.
What?
Because she's more than that. She's not fabulous. She's more than that. Because she's such a She's such a wonderful.
Yes.
Your mom. Your mom is a No, can't call her that. Your mom is a Your mom is way too fat for her age. She's a big fat cow. Moo, moo, moo. Oink, 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 moo.
Huh. Guess he just couldn't say it.
Rubik's Cube?
Nope, clearly not.
Jeffy, if you're trying to solve that, those things are impossible. They're only for smart people.
Well, then I guess I am smart people.
What, Jeffy, you actually solved it?
Well, Danny, I may be slow, but I solved this hoe. And since I solved this Rubik, I'm gonna smack this pubic.
What? Jeffy, can I mess it up so you can try solving it again?
Sure, Mommy.
No, Jeffy, seriously, how'd you solve that?
Dang, it's easy. All you gotta do is match the colors together.
Okay, Jeffy, here you go.
All right, watch me work.
It doesn't even look like he's solving it. It looks like he's messing it up.
Dunyan rings!
But you solved it again! It only took you like 10 seconds!
10 seconds? That's not even my fastest time. I can solve it in 4 seconds.
4 seconds, Jeffy? That's amazing. You could set a world record.
Yeah, I am pretty smart. Daddy, there's cheese in my ear? What type of cheese do you think it is? I think it might be a sharp cheddar.
Ew!
Definitely a Velveeta.
No, Jeffy, that's not cheese. That's earwax.
When's the last time you cleaned your ears, Jeffy?
You're supposed to clean your ears? I thought your ears were for hearing.
Baby, go get him a Q-tip.
Okay. All right, Jeffy. These are Q-tips.
Q-tips? What do I do with these?
You put it in your ear.
In my ear? Ooh.
Yeah, like that. Now you move it around.
Oh, that feels good. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, deeper.
Jeffy, be careful. You're going to hurt your eardrum.
Yeah, Jeffy, you don't want to push it too far. You might hurt your ear.
Daddy, look! I made a cheese stick!
No, Jeffy, you're not supposed to eat it!
Dang, that was so good. It was blue cheese. Package it up.
Jeffy, that's not cheese. It's earwax. You're not supposed to eat that.
But, Danny, I have an unlimited supply of cheese in my ear. It's cheese for the whole world.
Jeffy, it's not cheese for the whole world. It's earwax. Everyone has that in their ear.
Danny, baker's dozen as fuck.
What, no, Jeffy?
Marvin, I'm going to get him a glass of water if he's going to keep eating his earwax.
He needs to stop eating his earwax. He can't be healthy.
Well, eventually it'll run out, right?
We can hope.
All right, Daddy. I got a factory in overdrive. Everyone's about to have cheese for days.
Go get the water.
Okay. All right, Jeffy. I brought you a water.
Mommy, check out my cheese sticks. I even made a cheese pyramid.
Ew!
Jeffy, get all this earwax off the couch.
Hold on, Daddy. I got one more good one. I gotta get really deep in there.
You're gonna hurt your ear.
Marvin, how has he not run out of earwax yet?
I have no idea.
Daddy, what's this pink stuff?
What, Jeffy? It looks like a piece of your brain.
My brain?
Oh, my God, Marvin, we have to call a doctor.
Okay, I'm going to call a doctor.
Hey, there, somebody call a doctor? Ooh, cheese sticks.
That's not cheese.
Oh, God, that's just earwax on a Q-tip. Why didn't anybody tell me?
Because I thought you were smart since you're a doctor.
Not all doctors are smart, okay? I cheated to get where I am. Like, there was this fat bitch in front of me in college named Abby. I just copied off her. She's a much more successful doctor than I am. Yet fat, so I'm winning. Anyway, what do you guys need?
So Jeffy was playing with a Q-tip and he dug out a piece of his brain.
Okay, look, that's impossible, okay? He'd have to break through his eardrum, which would be extremely painful, and then the Q-tip would touch his skull, and then once it got through to his inner ear, it would cause extreme pain, dizziness, and vomiting, okay? There's no way that would be an accident. It would have to be on purpose.
Well, he was doing it on purpose. He was trying to shove it as deep as he could in his ear.
Okay, let me go get my otoscope. All right, let me take a look in there. Oh, yeah, there's a big chunk of his brain missing.
Wait, so that is his brain?
Yeah, that's his brain on the Q-tip there.
Is he gonna die?
I don't know. How you feel, Jeffy? Is that normal?
Yeah, he normally acts like that.
Oh, well, look, he'll be just fine then. Look, the brain is so big, you don't need all of it. That little piece on the Q-tip, that's probably like one memory. He'll be okay.
So you think it's just one memory?
Oh, yeah, he'll be fine. Yeah! Is that a Rubik's Cube?
Yeah, Jeffy can solve a Rubik's Cube in 4 seconds.
Whoa, that's gotta be a world record. You should enter him into the National Annual Rubik's Cube Solvatron Competition.
What's that?
Well, it's where a bunch of these dorks who don't get any pussy and have rolling backpacks get together to see who can solve a Rubik's Cube the fastest. I mean, no females are allowed within 500 miles of the competition, but first place gets a $25 gift card to QB Tuesdays and $1 million cash prize.
$1 million to solve a Rubik's Cube?
Yeah, I mean, they're mostly just doing it for the gift card, because $1 million is still not enough to get them laid. They're just gonna spend the money to buy more Rubik's Cubes. But yeah.
I can't believe, Jeffy, you can make $1 million just to solve this.
Well, I mean, second place, you still get $500,000. And third place gets $100,000. But fourth place gets you executed by firing squad.
They kill you?
Yeah. I mean, you can still come in fifth place. You get $10,000 for that. But fourth place, no, they will kill you. They do not tolerate mediocrity.
So as long as Jeffy gets first, second, third, or fifth, he gets money?
Yeah. Just don't come in fourth. That would be bad.
Oh, my God. Jeffy's going to totally win that competition because he can solve a Rubik's Cube in 4 seconds. So when is it?
It's in 2 hours, but it's 500 miles away.
Marvin, we'd have to travel 250 miles per hour to get there in time.
Our car doesn't go that fast.
Okay, I'll let you guys borrow my rocket ship.
Thank you.
Hello and welcome to the annual National Rubik's Cube Solvatron Competition! We have the biggest nerds in the world here protecting their virginities by trying to solve Rubik's Cubes as fast as they can! The competition will begin shortly! I'll get it. Hello?
Trick or treat!
We're here for the Rubik's Cube competition.
Is that a girl?
Yeah?
Tell her to get the hell out of here.
What? Why?
Because none of these boys in here have ever seen a girl before, and if they do, they might cream their bridges.
Baby, just go wait in the rocket ship.
Aww.
Can we come in now?
What's the password?
Oh, Rubik's Cube dick!
Come on in!
What?
All right, Jeffy, you ready to beat these kids?
Yeah, I'll beat the shit out of all these kids. Which kid you want me to hit first?
No, not beat them up. I meant beat them in solving a Rubik's Cube.
What's up, fresh meat? Haven't seen you around here before. So, what's your best time?
Best time?
Yeah, your best time is solving a Rubik's Cube, idiot!
Oh, well, I don't solve Rubik's Cubes, but Jeffy's best time is 4 seconds.
4 seconds? He might win first place this year!
Really?
Yeah, you see that kid down there? His name is Jackie Two. He wins first place almost every year. He's a super agent. And then, beside him, that's Dontavious Rex. He has a 12-inch wiener. I saw it in the shower one day after cube practice.
You have showers here?
Oh, yeah. This competition gets super intense. And then beside him, that's Cody. He's gay.
It's true.
Well, Jeffy's gonna try to win first place.
Well, you don't have to worry about me. I go for last place every year. Easiest 10 grand of my life. Ooh, but my buddy last year, Fred, he died by firing squad because he got fourth place. And then, the year before that, my other buddy, he got banned for life.
How'd he get banned?
Because he brought a girl.
Someone say girl.
Shut up, Dontavious! Keep your weight on your pants! Damn!
Ugh. Okay, well, why are girls not allowed?
Girls aren't allowed because the last time a girl was here, everyone's pants got filled with cream cheese. So, why don't you cube?
Oh, I just don't know how.
Ha! You hear that, everyone? This guy doesn't know how to cube!
What a fucking loser. Hello, pathetic meat.
Oh, come on, Jeffy.
All right, everyone, we're ready to start the competition. So here's how this is gonna work. Everyone's gonna come up, and we're gonna time how fast you can finish a Rubik's Cube. The person with the fastest time wins $1 million and a $25 gift card to QB Tuesdays. The person who comes in fourth place gets murdered. Now, first up is our newcomer, Jeffy!
Okay, Jeffy, I'll start the timer by hitting the space bar, and when you're done with the Rubik's Cube, I'll stop the timer by hitting the space bar again, and I'll let you know what your time was. The world record is 3.13 seconds. On your mark, get set, go!
What am I supposed to do with this?
Well, you didn't get the record, but keep going.
Jeffy, hurry up and solve it.
I don't know what this is. I've never seen one of these before in my life.
Jeffy, don't screw with me. You solved it earlier.
I did?
Yes, Jeffy, solve it.
I don't even know what this is.
Oh, my God. Do you think that part of your brain you pulled out was the part that made you solve a Rubik's Cube?
It has to be, because I've never seen one of these before in my life.
Mister, he doesn't know how to solve a Rubik's Cube.
But what?
Yeah, I thought he did, but he doesn't know how to do it anymore.
Well, then why the hell would you come to a Rubik's Cube competition?
I don't know.
Well, I guess I'll have to give you fifth place. Here's $10,000.
Just like that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Come on, Jeffy, let's go.
And up next we have Cody Nutkiss. On your mark, get set, go!
Come on, Cody. Come on, Cody.
Wow, what a snooze fest.
Done!
Wow, 6.9 seconds.
69.
And up next we have Dontavious Rex. On your mark, get set, go!
Shit.
Oh, that's gonna cost him some time. Come on, kid, hurry up.
Done. Not my best time. Mother will not be pleased.
Are you gonna finish it?
Just 1 second.